Hey, $1 million worth of game listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Right!
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new zero sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like fruit punch and lemon lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
Hey.
Was this on there?
Uh-huh. Hey.
Yeah.
What up,
I thought y'all was playing Philly shit, man. Hey. We take Shane location.
Come on.
Yeah.
I got a little bitch from the hood, I call her gang, she don't play with that bass shit. I be fucking this NBA nigga bitch, you know I ain't never gonna say shit.
New contract being like I play
Facts.
Ball, little boy ain't nothing to play with.
I told her pull up, she tell me she can't, her nigga be sharing locations. I was riding the ghost with the ghost gun, seen you out with your kids, so you don't want.
I mean, like, when you see the kids, man, don't let that thing fly, man. Yeah.
It's too much cash for me to hide, I had to get it.
I
hang with the hitters who train the killers who send all the niggas on store run. I got me a chicken, I brought me a cat, and I went on the block and they know none. So I hang with
all the murderers.
I'm pinning all the lawyers for the
murderers.
I'm pinning all my lawyers on the
murderers.
You don't wanna see me with the murderers. Yeah, Rolls Royce swerving. Famous bitch curving,
yeah.
Seen you out in traffic.
Looking nervous.
I know for a fact I'm blasting my life.
Yeah.
100 racks and 100 stick like cursive. I've been selling verses.
One time I lied inside my song, I ain't gonna buy no Birkins.
What's up? Who's
hey, Wallo, you gonna buy some Birkins?
It's all in the eyes.
Ain't even die by the gun, took a fake pill, nigga died on purpose.
Hold up.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, shit is on. Hold up. You're now tuned into me. $1 million worth of game.
Yeah.
Now, we out here. Listen, it's going down. Meek Millie, listen. This boy right here got 10 years in. And the spank.
Really, a dub. You know what I mean? We had the city on Smash for like 3-4 years. You know what I mean? We had a little run.
And now the pain is extremely expensive. We talking about some serious shit. Right now, you got the album. You know what's going on. You understand it, but you're going to hear it from the horse's mouth. Like, listen, expensive pain, what do that mean?
I mean, it got 100 different meanings to it. Expensive pain, going to work, being away from your kids, working out in the gym, getting a body, spending money at the mall, anything. It could be so many different titles in one. I can't really break it down. It's like you drone. Drone is like 90 different things in one. Expensive pain is 100 different things in one. If nigga hit your bitch while you rich, it might be expensive pain.
Ooh,
you heard? If a nigga steal from your own homie, stole from you, that's expensive pain. Niggas talking behind your back, you grew up with your whole life, taking care of expensive pain. Shit like that, you know? The shit we go through.
Expensive shit, huh?
Yeah, you ain't loan a nigga $50,000, he don't fuck with you no more. Expensive pain.
Damn.
Shit like that.
Shit. Pain, I want mines to fuck back.
Yeah, I want all mines back too. I want revenge and all that. Ain't nobody getting over on me. Yeah, I want blood for anybody that thought this shit was sweet. You was gonna get over on Meek Mill. No, you're not.
So, album out.
Yeah.
Shit doing what it's doing.
Yeah.
Breakdancing.
When you was recording this album, what mood was you in?
I'm on Meek Mill. Back in the trenches, more up in the, we had this little trash spot called the Berg and shit down South Philly. That's when I was like really started going hard with this rap shit. I was smoking a good old haze. You got that haze right there? Throw that over. I'm gonna start a haze strand.
Yeah,
strictly haze.
Strictly haze.
This that
huh?
Shit I was smoking when I was in the trap house. This that shit I was selling when I was in the street. When I caught my case, I was selling haze.
Yeah.
So when I hit this shit, that shit took me back to the trenches. Gave me the taste, the smell. I've been spitting that shit. That shit giving me like flashbacks or something. Got me rapping my shit that I've been should have rapping about.
Yeah. So you felt like you got off course a little bit?
Yeah, no, just proving my point, though. Off course, yeah. I think everybody in the world got off course. It was quarantine. Mm-hmm. Was in the house for 5-6 months. So I think really, yeah, I think the whole United States was off course. Had a baby chilling. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call it off course. I was really running it up, like learning business, running around with Mike Rubin and them. It's billions of dollars. So I'm like learning how to handle money, how to build money, invest money. That's what I was really doing like the whole time. I wasn't really like fully focused on rap. I got a label deal. We don't really make money off of music if we locked in the house all day. So I wasn't really concerned about putting music out to the people that I don't really benefit off. Right. Yeah, I ventured off in the business. So I doing Fanatics moves, Lids moves.
I seen the Fanatics moves.
Shit like that. Like just moves that like can secure my situation, would you say? Yeah, Go Puff, all types of shit. Just shit that, like, I ain't got to wake up tomorrow and be like, all right, I ain't got no shit this week. I'm fucked up. You know what I mean? When, on that time off, I just dedicated myself to learning financials and shit like that because I ain't making millions since, like, I was 23, but learning financials, I probably ain't learned it until, like, the last 3 years to, like, a serious level where I know how to handle, control my money.
Did the first time, I can remember me, myself, which was not too long ago when I come out of the YMCA. Boy, I'm in the Boys and Girls Club down Atlantic City, and I signed that wire. I mean, I signed an electronic document that some money hit my account.
Yeah.
And I always said to myself that, you know, you're coming out of jail, whatever, that money going to change everything. The happiness going to come. How did you feel when that bread first hit you? And did it change your life? Like,
what bread, though? I had the $1 million bread. I had the $10 million. I'm talking about the first time. I ain't really. I got mine in pieces. I got mine from like doing shows for $15,000, doing verses for $8,000-$9,000, building it up. So when I had $300,000-$400,000, I was like, I ain't noticed when I got it because I was building it up piece by piece.
Well, you say
I was being around Gilly around the time in the studio when I started having like $100,000-$200,000. I'm buying watches and shit like that. I had a manager. He was hitting me with all types of missiles and shit, cutting my money down. I wasn't really with none of that shit. So we had to straighten that out. Then I got on my own one too. I got to deal with Ross.
Hitting you with missiles?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell it like it is. I don't really like mentioning people's names and shit like that in my shit. I don't want to talk about nobody else. Really,
we ain't gonna mention. I just.
Yeah, know. No, everybody
I'm
knows.
I'm right now.
I was telling somebody a story the other day. I had an iTunes check for $23,000. This is for the artist right here. Mm-hmm. iTunes check, independent. I was in Batcave too. I'm like, damn, I got $23,000 as a check from iTunes. Man, I went to go cash to get the check. Shit was in the nigga name, first of all. How my iTunes checking your name? When I went to go get the money back, he pulled out a piece of paper. Then you owe $2,000 for this, $1,500 for this, $600 for this. By the time I got to that motherfucking money, that shit was like 4 bands. You heard me? Real shit. I went to go to war. You heard me? I just couldn't prove it. Like, you know what I mean? You know, like, you don't know the difference between business and, like, you're like, do I really owe this money or is this nigga trying to finesse me?
So they put the wham and lamb down on you. I know you. Remember that club night that Cristal? Yeah, that was.
I sent you $500 when you was locked up that time. I said, God damn, you put that on the list.
That was a chargeback.
Yeah, that was on the list. Nigga gave you $500. I had money on my books too. I ain't even need no money from nobody in jail. And this was the time when I was before I was signed, when I used to be in Batcave.
Right? Yeah.
I remember, I know
before you were signed though, you was running it up.
Yeah, I got put away right before.
On an independent level, you know what I mean? Yeah. You was running around getting the 10s and the 12s and the,
man,
you know.
Nice.
That was life for me. If I could do 3 walkthroughs for 10 bands at 21, 22, I was cool. And make 40,000 profit at the end of the week, I was when I got the challenge, I had an SRT Challenger and a Camaro SS. That's when I like, that was my moment of like, damn, I'm doing my thing. Like I'm rising above, I would say. I had 2 cars. I just moved my mom to Jersey. I moved with my mom at the same time. So that probably was the most pivotal part. My nephews and nieces and shit moving out the hood. Nephew used to be in the projects all day cussing. Now he don't cuss. He live a better life.
Yeah, shout out the little
Tweety.
Shout out the nephew Tweet.
Remember Tweet and Mac was going to rumble back in the day. Yeah, because they used to bull box. We used to bring it to the studio like, y'all going to rumble on this day.
And Tweet used to be on there. fucking 9 years old. Cussing. I'm gonna beat Gilly's son to fuck up. Yeah. Fuck all that.
Gilly's son ain't cuss. Gilly had his son, my little nephew boy. He was in the projects. He cussed in front of my mom, sister, whoever you could put in front of you, take 1,000 whoopings. He gonna keep cussing.
Mac just thought that shit was funny. He just was like, he just look at that shit, be laughing like.
Yeah, tweeted funny as shit. Yeah. But now, that was the most pivotal part. That really did something to my life where I recognized my family changing, better ways, better environment, shit like that was probably most important.
Well, I remember when I first heard you, I was in jail. I was in Greatest Four.
Yeah.
I said, yo, cuz, who the fuck is Meek Mills? Because young cats would come near the cats that would come to jail, they'd be rapping that shit in the yard smoking buckhorns. Yeah. They was rapping it and they would rap all y'all raps. You, Quillet, you, Joy Jahad, everybody, right?
Yeah.
So then I hear it on the radio. I'm like, damn. So I say, cuz, yo, who the fuck is Meek Mill? Like, who is this guy? He's like, oh man, Meek, he always be in the stew all day. This nigga staying here.
Yeah.
What was the discipline? Because every time he would say you was staying there, it wasn't no chicks. It wasn't no, it was just you just in there grinding.
So I try to keep my name worth more than money and gold. Yeah. Stay humble around my people so I don't spoil my soul. I keep my dreams for the fame and all the spoil little hoes because I got two sons that's kings and they like spoil little bros. I say, I keep my fame before money, all the spoil little bitches. I like women, I like money, I like having fun, but everybody know when I go to the stool, there could be 10 chicks in there twerking. If I'm trying to get it in, that's what we doing. We getting it in. We like serious people. We ain't get high niggas. We smoking shit, drink a little. We ain't get high niggas. We don't play around all day. We don't party 7 days a week. We like a little bit serious first round. We put our dreams before all that type shit. You know what I mean? I put my dreams for be trying to be a real nigga. I put my dreams before any bad bitch. Put my dreams before anything except for probably my family. And I can't even say my family because I left some of my family home on the road. That's expensive pain, being away from my son, my both of my sons, my mom, my sister, the people I really grew up with my whole life. So, you know.
One thing I always commend you for is I said it on a podcast a bunch of times. There's only a couple niggas that ever came out of Philadelphia that could match my motherfucking hustle in the studio, man.
Yeah.
You one of them.
Yeah, I went off y'all, really. I ain't right. Even tell you.
When I wasn't in the studio.
Oh, you wait, what?
I said, I ain't even tell him. I used to watch Grillo Night. I asked Rug one day, how many times they go in the studio? You ask him too. He tell you. How many times they go in the studio a week? About four days a week, this, that. I'm trying to go 7. It ain't 8 days, but I'm trying to go 7. So real the studio, they had that shit booked out. Gilly, Black, there used to be a bunch of niggas had that shit booked all the time.
I got it to the point where I was like, huh, Rug, I'm going to give you a bag for the month. I'm going to book that shit out for the month.
Yeah.
And then this motherfucker.
Yeah.
What did he do?
I had somebody putting up the money for me.
He stole Rook.
Yeah.
Oh, after the month is done with Gil,
we out.
I want to bring you out that way. Yeah, nigga had me recording with a bunch of other motherfuckers and shit. He done kidnapped Rook and shit.
Russ, my engineer.
He got me a fucking Johnny Donut studio and shit.
That shit a whole nother hassle.
Fucking hassle. He don't know my style. He ain't punching me in right.
Don't even want to rap with engineers and shit like that.
Nigga was plotting on me, man. As soon as Gil get done, you coming to L.A. I call Rug 2 days later. Where you at? I'm on the plane. I'm in L.A.
Rug
with
left me in L.A.
We going to get to that.
Yeah, lady problems.
We going to get to that.
He had a real wife, though, so it was excusable.
We going to get to that. But this episode of Me and Oz Worth a Game is brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Now,
that's that Amsterdam. I ain't going to lie. I had a CO bring me some Amsterdam when I was in jail. I was on PC. They had me on PC for 2 weeks, when you first come in. They don't know what to do with you. CEO called me to the barbershop. Yeah, what's up? You want some Amsterdam? I said, what the fuck is that? I said, yeah, anyway. He came out with a shot.
That's what I'm talking. See, Meek was in jail drinking New Amsterdam. So if you're on the streets,
you gotta get you some New Amsterdam.
That one shot smoked the shit out of me because I ain't had no liquor or nothing in
right.
Probably a month or maybe so or some shit like that.
Right.
You was in the cell twisted.
Sally told on PC niggas. I said, damn, man, I just had a shot. This is the only nigga I ever told that I had a shot. We on PC. I don't even talk over here. I got to talk to my cellie. This is when I lock him with every night. Man, I wake up.
It's not PC. It's administrative custody.
No, this one PC. This is where the rapists go at.
Oh, they had you up in this.
Cop different. Killers. They mix that's it up with everything, one. Though. If you got a high profile case, you killed the cop. Killed the old lady, kids, shit like that. You go to PC, you rape kids. Mm-hmm. I was doing my community service. I was like, get your bitch ass out of here, man. You raped a 12-year-old girl, man. I ain't paying you back. You know, don't even bring my name up. I come on a block. God gave me like 200 worth of food. So, you know, I don't know these guys' resume. I already know his PC is kind of like, it's kind of funny over here.
Mm-hmm.
But I need this food right now. I ain't eating in weeks. They give me the food and shit. So as niggas telling me, days going by, like, yeah, no, he be on the news. So say he raped a little girl every time he go to trial.
Oh.
That shit come on the news. We all in the day room like, he tried to come to me about the money back. Like, nigga, if you don't get the fuck out of here, nigga, you just on the news for touching a little girl, man. You think you about to get this 200 back? You done lost your mind, right, man.
But let me finish this ad on New Amsterdam Vodka. It's distilled 5 times. It's filtered check. 3 times
yes.
For a clean, crisp finish. So life ain't going your way. Shout out to New Amsterdam Vodka. You caught your bitch cheating today.
That shit was shot treacherous.
New Amsterdam,
you know,
Vodka.
I'm locked in 23 hours a day. I needed a shot.
They're locked up 23 hours a day. New Amsterdam Vodka. The official vodka of Barstool Sport and the presenting sponsor of
$1 million worth of game.
Now let's get back to the
interview. That promo is sponsored by Gillian Wallow, and I'm just adding on because my man's and I'm getting it from you. You heard?
Now.
For sure.
Now, you say you talking about the expensive pain.
Yeah.
Do you think IG fucked it up? Fucked the whole relationship game up?
Yeah, social media play a big part into it too.
Why is that?
Because everybody think they have like, even me, ourselves, you think you got like, and this, I'm going to just use Chino. Chino don't rap, but I could just use this as an example. Chino, he get money, he movie, actor, sponsorships, all types of shit. But Chino went to rap one time and shit. I'm like, Chino, don't just jump out there like that, Chino. I mean, practice for like 18 months and then we're going to cook that shit up and then we're going to go. Chino jumps out there. You know, it wasn't my favorite. I went and looked at the comments. That shit had 300 flames down there. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm telling Chino, like, no, that shit ain't really like that. It's all right. But when he go on his Instagram, he got 400 people telling him, fire, 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 fire.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of really pushing him in the wrong direction. Because if I got a friend, I want you to know the truth. I want you to get better. Mm-hmm. I want you to learn your craft more. I don't want to tell you that you're already there and you're not really there yet. You know what I mean? So he got a security from people who don't really give a fuck about you, telling you, go ahead, it's hot, it's hot, it's hot. Yeah, it's all right, but it ain't really hot yet. You know what I mean? And right. He can get hot. He could be hot at anything he do. I mean, it's Chino. He's good at whatever we do.
Right.
But at the point, I just noticed that, like, damn, the internet, they trying to be positive and give them the push, but they ain't really laying it out the right way. And I see that happen with men, women all the time. You can right. have a, you can have a girlfriend, and you can, y'all can actually be living good all the time. You could be doing, I know a nigga, he did everything for a girl before, all types of shit. Whatever you can think, trips, flowers, cook, come to your job, pick you up. Ain't and that shit, you got hit with that stick. And I mean, something heavy, you know what I mean? So it's like, what the hell does she think? Does she really give a, she think the new nigga that she fuck with give a fuck? Or does she think, like, the guy that was there all this time really give a fuck? Because I actually seen this guy do everything for her, you know right. what I mean? And live all through that. I don't know their personal business or what type of mistakes he made, but. Still, like, we seen that in public.
Right.
And the next thing we only seen in public was with you with another nigga. So right. that shit yes. don't really, like, in a real world of building yourself up and living in peace, I ain't trying to live like that. I ain't trying to put my shit all on the line in a world where anybody can fucking DM your girl. You arguing with your lady, and y'all ain't speaking for 3-4 days. She done caught 90 DMs, then she opened them. Usually 90 niggas can't really send my girl a text message before Instagram and all
mm-hmm.
that. Couldn't just contact my lady. I don't even think my lady should be even accessible to the world. Like, you know, if you wanted to DM Beyonce, you can't DM Beyonce right now. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you just can't. Probably not even. There's other celebrities that you can DM. They say seen some, don't answer some answers. But it's some girls that they turn that shit off. You can't even, they ain't even looking for your energy because they got a man in the house and shit like that. So that was another thing that was a little different than me. And me in the DM, my shit is effective. My shit don't really miss, so you gotta.
You ever have a DM you ain't crack? Was it ever a DM you ain't crack? That ain't bite.
What you mean? I got DMs I ain't crack right now.
I'm talking about somebody that you shot a DM to and they ain't cracking.
That's all the time. Mm. Everybody ain't gonna crack. I'm just saying, interaction is enough for me. Mm. If I send you a DM, you got a boyfriend, and you open that, that's on you. You are ready to open that door. For a person that don't give a fuck about you, when you got a boyfriend in the house, I got security, trust, all types of things. If you open that up for a rapper.
How many homes you fucked up in your life?
I don't know. But you know how, like, when that guy sat on the joint, he was like, yeah, Meek hit my girl on this right here.
Yeah.
I didn't hit nobody, girl. That was a girl out the club. I didn't even know her name, her number. It was just a wild night. A night at a strip club for me. You know what I mean?
She sucked the laugh off my dick. I didn't know her.
It was a crazy New Orleans night. But when he was saying that, I'm like, nah, I'm big on that. Like, I ain't never fuck no nigga I'm cool with, baby mom. I never fuck no rappers I speak to, send texts. I got real bodies. I really do my thing. I pick and choose of... Like, who I want to deal with. I ain't jealous of no niggas. I don't want to fuck
Don't say no names, but how many times you been in a studio session, you kicking it with a nigga, and y'all find out, yo, you too?
Yeah. We be like, you might be showing a nigga a picture. You be like, dang. me and another rapper, like one of the hottest young niggas, always be like that. Like, he show me pictures, I show him pictures. I be like, I got the same picture. He be like, dang, that's crazy. She said, me and you the same one? We going only 4 minutes apart? That shit like that'll fuck your head up. You know what I mean?
So how you go about having a girl? You ain't even having, you like, I'm off that shit.
Yeah, I get a girl whenever I find one again and shit like that. You gotta understand me though. And I gotta understand you. This shit ain't about no love language.
So what they gotta understand?
Who I am, how to protect me, how I think, how I move. Same way I wanna understand them. I understand how you think, what hurts you, what make you not feel good, what make you feel good, what make you comfortable, what not comfortable. Not just cause your ass fat and you pretty. And you gotta be a hustler too around me.
It seemed like we living in the world where everybody's like ass fat
and they pretty and they on Instagram.
Yeah,
and they,
so it don't really.
Well,
bore
now
you.
Them all them bitches ain't pretty. They
I'm just saying,
fat.
Well, you know,
we give them the ass fat.
But it don't really bore you down.
Some of them bitches got fat asses like this.
Yeah,
yeah, that shit don't really bore you down to that with me. You know what I mean? We see that shit every day.
Bitch, really a monkey like with a donkey.
But we was talking. Me and you was talking one morning. You told me about the craziest, most disgustingest place is Snapchat.
No, I told you, if you ever want to, like, make sure, like, you know, I try not to check phones, but when girls be touching my shit, I be like, I got to go on your shit just to let you know that you ain't even really had to do that because your shit kind of dirty, too. But if you want to ever get into it, just hit the Snapchat videos. That's where all the shits is at. You know what I mean? Not the Instagram videos. See?
Oh, so they...
Not the camera roll. The Snapchat camera roll where they do all the filters and all that, the pretty faces and shit.
That's a whole nother world.
Oh, okay.
The dark world.
I don't even want no girl that got no Snapchat
the
right
dark
now.
World
she got
Snapchat
for right now. Huh? Yeah. So your messages get erased. So no one see. Snapchat ain't hitting right now.
But they got the back. They keep the backup. They keep the burner.
They got trust
IG.
Issues.
They keep the burner IG. But they keep the burner IG too, though.
I don't have a Snapchat. You think you can DM me on Snapchat?
Oh, you ain't got one.
I ain't got no Facebook. No, I'm just saying, like, once them apps go out, like, you think I'm still keeping up with my Facebook DM? What the fuck I'm looking for in my Facebook DM?
Yeah.
Instagram is enough.
Right.
Especially if you're getting some money and you're doing something with yourself. How many apps you checking?
No names. A nigga ever violated you, though?
What you mean? Like, come at your chick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get violated all the time. Niggas don't care.
Nobody
you know, they got this little thing of, like, you can't say nothing about no chick, but me, it don't really be about no chick. Like, you play with me about, like, my girl or something, I'm going to come at you about that. It ain't about no girls, about... When I turn
you
my
knew
back,
this
you
was
better
my girl.
When I turn my back, you better show respect with a chick around me, or I'm a tweak. And if I tweak, it ain't no control over the tweak. It ain't about no chick. It's about the respect. You know what I mean? Right. We got this new tweak thing we be doing to suckers when they be chilling all the... No, we just going to tweak out on you on some Philly shit, straighten you out. You know what I mean?
Right.
And most of the times, I try to stay away from that, like, emotionally stay calm, but yeah.
But, like, all right, I'm just saying.
My guy tweak, not put him out, get violent, my tweak, snipe. Snack your BMs out of something, I mean, catch your old little chick. I mean, play around a little bit, make you feel the same way you made us feel.
But let me ask you a question. Do you think, like, when you make it to a certain level, you get a certain amount of money, you get a certain amount of power, you get a certain amount of control, do you think niggas be ego-driven sometimes?
Yeah, these niggas, they be ego-driven.
Because
they want to deal with the same girls that the next guy dealt with. Like, I don't even want nobody baby mom. Why would I want somebody baby mom that's famous to be my chick or running around with me? I don't even want them type of problems.
Right.
I don't even want no niggas looking at me like that.
Because for me, I would never see a nigga with a chick and then... Oh, I backdoor him, yo. I'm trying.
Yeah, they got this, like, vicious follow up, like, game they do.
Too,
like,
many women out here.
Game, yeah.
Like, yo, if you fucked after me, bro, you ain't do nothing to me. I've been out here since, well, on and off, because I've been in two relationships, but I've been out here moving around in a dating life, kind of like, not doing too much, but I understand what's going on. If you fuck a girl behind me, you just fuck behind me. You ain't do nothing. You ain't do nothing to me personally.
Well, motherfucker, take it as though, yeah, I fuck Meek chick.
Yeah, no, you just fuck the girl that I might have busted after me. What that got to do with me?
Yeah.
And I ain't telling her, don't talk to nobody, don't mess with you, don't do. She doing what the hell she want. That's on her for fucking your little corny ass. You running around.
Is you a fan of the Red Rangers?
Who that?
The Red Rangers.
What's that?
Joints Wallow we have.
And I ain't never take no fucking red run. Get the fuck out of here.
Pills?
I ain't got to do none of that shit.
No, we got some other shit.
See.
That shit ain't to be talked about on here, though. Yeah, confidential type shit.
Yeah. We talked about that before.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we talked about that.
No, he passed you off.
I'm the one that brought honey to the United States. No cap, man.
Wait, oh, what? You brought honey. Break that down.
You brought honey.
Where did it come from?
Came from Dubai, man. We had that shit in Dubai probably 2014.
Wait, hold on. You bought honey to the United States?
Yeah, for sure. See, niggas ain't paying attention on Instagram. When I bought it back, I threw it on the gram in 2015, 16.
Who was the first one in the Dream Chasers click to try?
Me. In Dubai.
and it did what it needed to do.
It did everything it needed to do.
You know, my son took somebody.
Yeah, he went
his nose start bleeding.
No, he took the whole pack.
His nose start bleeding or something.
He went to the hospital, nigga. Nigga,
fuck your son doing taking honey, man.
I don't know. I'm asking Mac, what the fuck was you doing was you taking doing? Honey?
Yeah,
he went to the hospital. He had groin
going out
problems.
Too fast, young boy.
Yeah,
a lot of motherfuckers tapping out.
A little too excited.
Yeah, a lot of niggas. But you know what it is? I think a lot of niggas burning these stems out with them perks.
Yeah, definitely. Niggas perked out. They ain't got
them
no
irkies.
No, niggas ain't running.
So you saying my son burnt his stem out with the perks? I knew he took
it. No, he better not be on the fuck the perks. Yeah. That shit is fat. No, if you take perks right now, you an asshole.
Right.
You could die off of just trying to get high, kill half your brain cells in your mind just by trying to get high.
And that's what they say. It ain't even perks no more. It's fentanyl.
Yeah, hell yeah. 9 times out of 10, when you get a perk set out the street, it's probably going to be a hit-up perk. They got tests on Instagram, tests. We ain't trying to do all that to get high, man. I ain't gonna get high, nigga. I did perks before in my life, got addicted. Once this shit stage started hitting like this, I've been on perks before fentanyl came out, but still, it was like an always open door. If I wanted to do it, I'd just do it on my own. Now that shit is a zero tolerance. Never touch. Never. I don't give a fuck about getting high. I ain't gonna risk my life to get high. You could die. You could even have a bad perk. Fuck your head up.
Mm-hmm.
You asshole, you take a perk right now in these times. Feel too valuable.
Huh, give him some game.
Was major.
No, it's a real deal. And you know me, like a lot of motherfuckers, people seen I was skinny on Instagram. You seeing people saying that and shit like that. You know, my stomach was fucked up for like a year.
I remember
and a
we
half,
talked about
and I
that.
I even talk about it on Instagram and shit. Like one time, I remember my family members like, the internet said you on perks. The internet, I've been telling you my stomach messed up for 18 months straight. You listen to the internet, this was going on. You tell me what the internet said, come check me out in real life, see what I'm going through. What my real life is. Come hear it from me. Don't go off the internet. Like, you fuck with me, don't go off of what you're seeing through some shit on the internet. You know what I mean? Or I might put a tweet up. I'd be posting lyrics 9 times. It'd be a Vory lyric. Vory lyrics are always like some emotional shit. Yo, Meek perked up. I don't even do no fucking drugs. Y'all niggas out here drugged all up. Most I'm going to do is smoke some weed, and sip some liquor. And I ain't even trying to smoke weed like that.
So you got
the weed's better than liquor.
Because I be tweaking on, I be like paranoid, all types of shit out the
weed. Oh, you want them niggas smoke weed? Yeah. What's that?
I'm halfway slow when I get out the weed, but I can rap good.
Nigga be like this. Earn, you heard that? Rap.
I'm slow when I get out that shit, but I can rap good.
Earn back there, he told me, yeah, nigga be paranoid. Nigga smoke some weed. What's that? That's the bitches, nigga, in the other
back
room.
In the day, though, you smoke weed in Philly, boy. You know, South Philly, smoke that weed. As soon as you hit it, you start smelling death in the air. Like, you start thinking about.
No, you was into the wrong shit. That's what he telling on himself. You smoked that weed, you smell death in the air. No, you was doing some shit you weren't supposed to be doing. Fucking like everybody in South Philly that smoked
look,
weed.
Look, I swear to God, on everything I love.
Death.
Look, I hit this weed one time. I think this shit turned me the fuck out.
You sure it wasn't wet?
No, it was weed. This shit, I ain't never smoked no motherfucker.
I'm just saying. Gilhead, somebody passed Gilhead one time.
Y'all niggas from area ass and all that.
You know you got them stripped out that time you smoked wet.
They was selling wet on my strip.
You just ain't know
it
was wet.
You hear me? You know, I'm from a wet strip. We don't do wet. I'm from Burt's. You know, that's where they come grab that shit at.
Mm-hmm.
So mind you, I hit the weed. When I hit that shit, you know, I was like 16. I never thought about dying. So when I hit the weed and shit, I just start thinking about shit. This is my first time getting high. I'm like, damn, a lot of people getting killed around me.
Damn, that was a good week.
Yeah, you know, you know, you're in the hood, you really think about it. You be like, damn, nigga got killed yesterday, nigga got killed day before, such. I hit the weed, that shit put me in a deep state. Like, damn. Like, six people I know got killed last week. Yeah. And I was like, damn, I really can die. You know, when you're a kid, you never think about that moment.
That's the weed talking to him.
Nah, for real, though.
You know they got Johnny. He like...
You got boom, boom,
but as a young kid, when you wild, you 16 years old, you run around the street, you get chased by the cops, you jump. We jump from roof to roof, run through alleys. We never think about actually losing our lives. When I hit that weed, that shit took me on a spin of my life. It just gave me like a deeper thinking than I usually think.
Yeah, because that shit opened up a side of the brain that ain't supposed to be.
No, but it's actually real, though. Like, I'm in a house where it's a bunch of shooting going on outside. When I go and hit my weed in Southern Cali, I'm like, you know what? It's 1 a.m. I ain't going to fuck back out there tonight. Niggas is dying out there. Like, you get a, I get a deeper perspective from it.
See, weed for me was always a negative. It just stops it. Like, you could be going through whatever you're going through. You're having a bad day, and then you just smoke some weed, and it's like, fuck it. Shit got better. It's not that deep.
I smoke that weed. I need to get. I'm hearing people at the door, all types of shit.
Damn.
You heard me? Yeah. It make me more creative, but... It just make me think, like, the way I ride dirt bikes, that's like a wild thing. You got to be on point. I would never ride no dirt bike off of weed and shit like that because I'd be so, like, antsy when I'm riding around. When I'm sober, I just think, like, I won't make the mistakes I make as a high person. So I like being sober over being high, really.
I want to give a shout-out to Reform, right?
Yeah.
You always text me and send me all the champions, the accomplishments and the championships as y'all win with the Reform all over the country. But I remember you called me. You called me one day. You said, "Wildo, man, I need some information." I said, "What's up?"
Yeah.
You asked me about an old head that was in prison, my old head Hick. You was like, "Yo, man, I need some dad on him. I got these people. They trying to get him out of prison."
Yeah.
I said, "Listen, that was my old head. He raised me when I was in the penitentiary. He was always a good dude." And then before I know it, this dude was home. He said, "Wildo." I called Meek. I said, "Yo, man." I said, "Listen, he home." He said, "What?" He made some moves for him. First of all, shout out to Reform. And I'm going to go back sometime. I'm going to go back a couple years ago when we was in the court.
What's that? Is that Hick?
That's Hick.
Yeah, see, like, I ain't know Hick. But, you know, like, you know, I know officials and shit that's on that parole board that's like.
He know the officials.
Yeah, I know them people that can sign that one thing all and that get shit out of there. So, you know, I be telling them, like, when you go for parole, you know, you get 5 minutes to go in front of them. They white. They from different environments than us. I know them. You know what I mean? And they know me. They understand me because we communicate and talk. But, you know, I see all the things that they don't really understand as we talk. And as they give me game, I give them game. I know it's a lot of stuff they don't understand. Like, you can come in with a teardrop on your face and shit. We know teardrop from motherfucking, what's that, South Central? You got a teardrop, that mean you got a body. So imagine how a white person from a suburban area, when they come in a parole board, you come in tattoos all on your face. You mean, really, you might got tattoos on your face because you was a pussy.
Right.
You were scared to walk. You want to walk around the jail
that's
look
that's
like
60% of the
like you a Mexican MS-13 type of level type guy, but you just got tattoos on your face, basically. Real. But that don't really always mean like...
You really like, soft as baby
yeah,
shit.
You might have been zannied up.
You just trying to... I know a couple rappers like that. I won't say you niggas. But.
Yeah, when I went to the house corrections, I came on one block. Everybody had tattoos on their face. Niggas had 187 on their forehead. I'm like, you got to go to court. For a murder with 187 on your forehead?
That's wild.
Yeah, this is a... I ain't supposed to be here around these people. It's a mental block right here. What the fuck is this?
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
I remember before Reform was in play.
Yeah.
You remember that day we was in the courtroom and Mike was in there.
Yeah.
And so the judge get busy on me, get crazy on him.
Yeah, Mike who was in there? Rubin?
Mike Rubin was in there.
Okay. So y'all that don't know, that's one of the owners of the 76ers.
Listen, that's just Mike.
Good dude.
Yeah.
Good people. Meek. So, judge get busy anymore, all crazy. So, we go into a recess in the joint, but they still got Meek. They ain't letting him leave. So, we go in the hallway. Mike come to us. He like, yo. He said, why does she act like today? That's what they be doing in there? I said, yeah, that's normal.
Yeah.
So, Mike is like, no, that can't be normal. She's in there like he killed somebody. This is just a violation. Boom, 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 boom. I said, Mike, that's normal. This is what we. He was so the motherfucker turned red because he couldn't believe that we was going through this shit in the bottom in the trenches. This is how it go.
Yeah.
So we go back and he said, "No, I'm going to go in there. We're going to straighten this out." So Mike got money and power.
Yeah, but he don't know. That's a whole different.
He get in there. He go back in there. Yo, you're going to be. He like he's going to be all right. He get up. I'm what's the name owner? Boom, 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 boom. I mean, she said, "Excuse me, hold up, right there. Excuse me, stand up, cuff him real quick." Meek looked back like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, can I take this Cartier? I need to throw it.
He like, what the fuck? I'm like, this normal shit to us.
I heard her read some shit out that said 2 to 4 years, listen, but it was a long sentence. I ain't know what she said.
Mike stopped in this whole joint. She like, hold up, 1 minute. Cuff him. He stand, they cuff him. He like, what the fuck is going on? So she like, yeah, finish what you saying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking like that, like round the way, Rashida. Yeah, finish what you saying.
Man, y'all got 10 more minutes, too, because I got a wedding to attend to, too, also.
Getting busy in here. She's getting busy. I thought, I'm like, damn, Meek got a rich. I'm like, Meek must got some type of shit or some type of wild case that nobody know about. So she get off on him. Mike's sitting there thinking like, oh, what is, like, man, get out of here. They grabbed me. I want him, what's the name? He's getting boom, but I'm like, courtroom, fuck, there's only like 5-10 of us in there. It ain't not a lot of people.
Yeah, too, let's get to the bottom of that, too. When I go to court, too, man, that shit don't really be looking as... It was 15 of us in there. Yeah, it'd be like 15 people, you know what I mean? And I always got caught up along the way of worrying about motherfuckers that you might be with me for 2 months straight on the road living lavish. I went to court tomorrow. You ain't even come. Yeah. Damn, you was tired.
That thing, listen, that motherfucker looked like, listen, that shit looked like, it ain't look like no concert in there. I'm talking about, listen.
Don't look like my family. My grandma, my aunts, uncles and shit like
his,
that.
His mom was
two, three homies. Coon, motherfucker, P-Mine, maybe. It ain't really a lot. Earning it was booked. It's like only like 2-3
So we in there, me, Mike, and a couple, that was it.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at shit, I'm like, damn, this shit real. But I'm used to that. I know how it is when it's on the other side.
I was there when they gave you that dub.
Listen, so now the whole thing is like, they grip you up. You just went from having it your way. Now you up chested. You in the motherfucking cell making cheese.
Yeah.
How was that transition to know like, damn, she just got out on me like this? Yeah. How did you feel at that moment?
Like he wanted to die.
Yeah, I was dizzy for like 15 days. I ain't gonna lie. They had me on a 23-1 lockout. I couldn't use the phone. When I used the phone, I only used it for like 8 seconds. Like, you know how you got to do the collect call to free John? They give you one free John. You call, yo, throw some money on the books. It's me. They got me in Camp Hill. Mind you, I don't know where I'm at. Fucking, she had locked me up. You know, I didn't have an idea I was going to jail.
No, you didn't that day.
I still wore 2 pairs of socks and 2 pairs of drawers because dealing with Brinkley is like, you don't know.
Still to this day, I got 2 pairs of drawers on.
Yeah, you don't know if you're
going to. You got 2 pairs of drawers.
Because, nigga, you know the rule, nigga.
Nigga, you going to get busy on somebody.
Get busy.
You got 2 pairs of drawers on right now?
You got to get out of jail free car. You
going to get busy. I've been rocking like that since I was a kid. What the fuck are you talking about?
I only wore that shit because I was about to go to court.
You get so used to that shit.
That's crazy.
When I stepped in them streets, a old head. Shocky. Shout out to Shocky. He told me, oh, you out here, you, nigga, you better wear 2 pairs of drawers because when you get up that motherfucking jail, nigga, you got 1 pair on, you're going to have your dick and your ass in a jumper that 1,000 niggas done wore.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so to this day, 2 pairs, you just never
know. You want some creep?
So she banged me out. You know, he banged you out. You go downstairs. But I went in the back. When I went in the back, they let Mike come through like this glass.
Mike little. Was fucked up.
Yeah, he was crying and shit. You I ain't gonna lie. I had a big lump in my throat, too. Eyes getting watery every time somebody come in there. I'm like, damn. She
listen.
I'm really thinking she gonna make me do when 30 they say days stand and up, give me my time back. She ain't gonna give me no 2 to 4.
When they told him to stand up, he said, he looked at me like, what the? She said, yeah, cuff him.
This gave me 2 years, nigga, a 4 years since.
It was sick. He's sick. Mike and they thought that, and it's different because you got money and power right here speaking on your behalf, and then you got the other people on the other side saying, "Yeah, he's cool. He gets understanding."
Yeah, he DA saying it's okay.
They remixed him. So now you up chested, and you 15 days, you fucked up. How did you get it together to even get your mind right?
Yeah, I just had to get in the mix. I started. Just getting into activities and shit like that. At first, I was miserable just trying not to talk to nobody for like a month or two. And then after a while, you just got to, you know, get in where you fit and start focusing on yourself. You know you here. I always tell niggas like that's like a bitch. You know what I mean? You lose your bitch, it's going to hurt. But shit, you're going to cry. And when you're in jail, it be hurting while you're there. But you're going to cry every day.
Right.
Because crying ain't going to open the doors. It ain't going to do nothing to make it better. So you try to stay in on like a positive mind frame and just keep pushing forward. I was reading all types of shit. Law of Attraction. I would not stay in this jail for 2 years straight. Oh, I was trying everything.
He turned into a deep, dark, dumb nigga.
You would pray all types of shit. For real.
Oh, you turned into a deep, dark, dumb nigga.
Yeah, I did everything. You crazy?
You walk in the yard, working out, get a walkie, talking to the old heads.
Motherfucking Meek Mill up there with a couple of M's in the back, smoking buckhorns. Yeah.
I'm in the yard with JBM now every day out this motherfucker. I'm like, dang, how I get from being in the room now? I'm with motherfucking the mob.
Yeah,
these like, people trying to pull me back. And I was not like that. These are good men. These are the ones that helped mold me when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I went from straight to like flying a jet, living in mansions and shit to that little cell. I ain't had no celly, but just the cell being locked up 23 hours a day, that should have fucked your mind
up. What was
up.
Going in your mind when you was when it's all said and done, locked down, you in that cell by yourself, man, and you just thinking, what was going through your mind? Like, did you thought you was going to come up out of that situation?
Yeah, no, I kind of had hope, but I didn't know what was going to happen. Like, every day, that just curious point of not knowing what's going to happen tomorrow is just, like, the most part that'll really drive you crazy.
Yeah, because
really.
When you get time and you know how much time you got and you, like, I got a minimum.
But
fucker.
I had time. That was sentence. Usually but when you sentence.
But you had niggas on your team that was working, too, so you knew.
Real shit.
And you probably talking to them and they probably telling you, yeah, we working. We don't worry about it. We going, you
I'm
know.
I'm like, are you sure? Did somebody tell you something behind the scenes? Like, I'm asking every question I can know. Like, y'all sure y'all think I'm getting out of it? Yo, I'm telling you, it take like 2 years to get back in court. You know, it take a long time to even get back in court when you're in the Pennsylvania system. So, you know, I just kept like a hopeful eye. And then, you know, one day Mike came to see me and shit. I never really broke this part down. Mike came to see me, him and Kevin Hart, old head Reef and shit. Old head named Eric Riddick. I used to chill with him, play chess every day. He's standing in my doorway. I turn around, Mike Rubin and I'm at the doorway. Mike Rubin and Kevin Hart. You know, let's block out. All these
they came to the block?
Yeah, all these niggas I'm on the block with got life. Everybody, probably 90% of this block got life.
Mm-hmm.
All old heads, it's the iron block, but you know, you still get smacked up.
Right, all that shit, yeah.
But for the most part, they trying to chill.
Yeah, this like where the guys that like most respected at over here on the iron block. You got microwave, pool table.
All that good shit.
Yeah, workout
190
shit.
Water.
Yeah, you got 190 water, ice every night. I look up, I see Mike and Kevin Hart. So, you know, they come walking on the block. Everybody start coming out their cell. They come in my cell. And this should sound like I'm just telling a bullshit ass story.
Yeah, they come to the block.
Yeah,
this
the
ain't
block,
the
block.
Visiting room.
Yeah, so we in the cell and shit. Kevin, Mike coming in like, man, this joint ain't too bad like how I thought it was.
Say what?
I said, man, you don't stop fucking playing me, pussy. I'm talking to Kevin shit playing around. Like, man, stop playing. You'll see my drawers hanging up right there. Yo, I'm embarrassed. Kevin Hart, Mike seeing my drawers and shit.
Hanging up, you watch these shit in the sink.
Hanging up over top of my toilet with my
joints
rags.
Joints got a little streak in them.
All that shit.
Yeah, that shit. Yeah, this shit will have a streak in them. These girls so much, that shit is all white. They want a demolishing mentality in that drink. They give you all white boxes. Your sweat can't even be on this motherfucker too much. You got to hand wash your boxes inside the toilet or the sinks. I'm like,
he knew. He did everybody boxes on the whole tier. On the whole block.
I was dumb. No, no.
They threw all their drawers in the bag, drop them off at his cell.
You in there tell the truth, man.
What?
He was in there working for Ace in the aisle. You had a 20-year bid. So
that I had a bunch of jobs.
You wash every nigga drawers on the block.
I wasn't no fucking Maytag nigga. I ain't working no laundry. I just fucking mind you.
Hand washed them in his cell, too.
At the end of the day, cuz, I had all them jobs. I had a bunch of jobs, though. I'm going to say that. Be real. But when you,
I ain't had no fucking job.
I already know. Yeah, I know how
you go. You're going to the hole if you don't get no job. Take me to the hole, man.
Listen, of course, you was in a different situation.
Not that. It's just that, like.
He was running the knitting class up there.
Yeah, like, come on. Y'all got me sentenced to prison. Y'all talking about this doing me better. Y'all got me sweeping the barbershop up in here for criminals. Y'all is tripping. I ain't doing this.
Sweeping.
I'm Nelson Mandela. Lock me in a fucking hole.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, let me ask you a question, though. How many times, though, because, you know, you got a lot of yams on the street, but in there you ain't had nothing. How many times you caught yourself looking at a little chubby CO like, that ain't that
Yeah,
bad.
They start turning to be bad after
Damn, you ain't ever telling me? You went that quick?
5 months without no pussy.
5 months? Listen, man.
They said on the streets, nigga, don't go 5 hours. Damn. They said he got near, he start looking at the little chubby
You had a little chubby wubby.
Yeah, hell yeah. Took some during the late night, yeah.
You had the door tapping out. 80 was in the cell by itself.
I never got no pussy in jail. Two people thought I had it like that. I'd have paid $10,000, $20,000 to get some pussy in jail. Just to get some money.
He got some action, but it wasn't no coochie.
The fuck out of you, nut ass nigga. Fuck out of here. At the end of the day, it's like, come on, Ern. He was a bullshit, Ern. He acted like I was partying. He was like, trying to slide that shit in on me like I was partying. Like, you know how the old heads be sliding around and gliding. Nigga, I wasn't sliding and gliding in the joint, nigga. Don't try to put that on. He always try to put muscle on my jacket.
Fucking it hot.
Get the fuck out of here, this nut ass nigga. But yeah, but no, the whole twist is like this. Now, to go to somewhere else, you know, we from Philly. Everybody want to make it out. Everybody want to do music.
Well, let me get to the end of this, though, story. People need to know this. So Mike and Cab came, myself. Boom, they dip. When they dip, I link up with the old head, play some ping pong. Literally, I'm just popping shit when I'm playing ping pong. I beat everybody on the block. Oh, yeah, I just beat all y'all niggas, man. I know I'm about to leave. I'm out of here, man. I can't be stopped. My wave is crazy. I went in the cell, locked in. Every time at 4 o'clock, clamp. Ernie them was watching the news too, you know, in jail. What count is that? 4 o'clock? 4 o'clock count. Everybody go in their cell, watch the news because everybody locked in. So I'm watching the news. I'm eating tuna. I'm eating a mackerel and rice.
Classic.
Got the mackerel on top of the rice.
Yes, sir.
With the honey over top of the mackerel, some quick shit.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Just make the little minute rice. Yes. Throw the mackerel on top, heat him up with some hot water.
Classic shit, right?
Throw the honey on there, a little seasoning and shit.
You ever throw that shit on a bagel?
Yeah, hell yeah.
The raisin bagel.
Whew. Yeah, so I whip him up and shit. I'm sitting on the bed eating. I'm
your hand wasn't like that, though, B.
No, my shit was like that. Them OGs in there respect my hand.
They respect your hand.
I came right up in there. Yo, man, show me what a stinger is, man. I'm going to make my own food, man. Somebody might try to poison me in this bitch.
So you was a Chi-Chi warrior in there?
I end up getting a chef.
Wait, what the fuck you mean you got a chef?
This chef's in jail. Yeah. I told you.
You pay a nigga $3-$4 a week. He's going to cook everything for you every day.
Chef in jail, man.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
You thinking niggas be joking? I be telling
even
you this
shit. Even
when
I left from jail, I had this boy, nasty boy, cooking my food, probably digging all in his ass and shit like that, not washing his hands. You know, jail dirty as hell in there. You got a dog in the cell.
He ain't know about the dogs in the cell. I told you.
Yeah,
nigga.
They had 53 dogs on my block.
He ran the prison puppy program.
The fuck out of here. I told you they had dogs. Come on, man.
They had 53 pit bulls on my shit.
53
pit bulls. You can't imagine that. Niggas walking around big ass pits.
Gangsters.
He got life.
Yeah.
They got big ass pit on the block.
Oh, he did
sitting on the phone, pit jump over your leg. Yo, get your dog, my man. Yep. Like that type shit. You know, that I was in real. Disneyland. I'm like, where the fuck did these people put me at, man? They got me somewhere with people training dogs, man. What is this about? I'm trying to get home to my family, better my life, man, pay my taxes.
And what's so crazy is they was comfortable in that motherfucker, huh?
Yeah, they wasn't. These the OGs that had life, though.
Oh,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? They give you dogs to rehabilitate them and send them back out. But saying that to say, I went on the news, man. Look, Meek Mill is leaving. He's Maybell.
You only, and they just walk, you like.
Literally, yeah. I ain't have no idea looking at the TV. I literally got out my seat and just stood up and looked in the sky and said, yes. Like, literally, I had to stand up my own self and just look. All that shit started banging. You hear everybody banging on the doors. Boom, 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 boom. That mean everybody was watching the news, too. Mm-hmm. Lady come to my cell like, man, pack your stuff. I know they about to get you out of here early. I don't know what the hell to do. I mean, I'm on 5 months in. I think I'm about to do 2 years. So, you know, I'm just excited. When I come out, there's like a big crowd around my door. My old head Reef like, man, I'm shaking everybody's hand. Like, man, get the fuck out of here, man. Whatever pictures you got, leave that shit. We're going to send it to you. Just leave right now, man. We're going to send you all your paperwork. I left. When I left, I ain't know no helicopter was outside. I got outside. I seen my mans and them. As soon as we made the left out of the prison, what the fuck is a helicopter out here? We got on a helicopter and went to the game. I was mind blown the whole time. I couldn't really catch up with the speed of that shit.
You had like the whole jail fit on. You like,
yeah, it's
on
like a, you
on
coach
a chopper.
Shot,
on
you
a chopper.
I mean? I actually can't even really super remember it because it was so like, it wasn't devastating, but it was just so much at one time that it was just like a blackout moment because you go from being depressed to extremely happy in like a matter of minutes. And that shit ain't never stopped from there. I came home. Made a bunch of money, got a label deal, built Reform, dropped a crazy album, went on 2 tours. You know, that shit never slowed down. You know what I mean? I've been living in it ever since.
Now, we from Philadelphia. Murder rate crazy.
Yeah.
And everybody want to get out. Everybody, the way to get out is fucking rap.
Mm-hmm.
What can you say
I don't know what to say about them niggas. Last time I told the young niggas, yo, man, look, y'all stop beefing, whatever. I get 4 or 5 of y'all deals. They start acting, this shit turned into a beef. Like, what type of time? All right, y'all want beef? All right, I'm going to get a deal to Core. Core, come on. Huh. I forgot who Core signed to. I know he signed through DC to another major label, but I ain't really worrying about the motherfucking benefits from that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I just make sure the paperwork right, do what we do. Core. The whole initiative was to, like, get some money circulating through the neighborhood instead of, like, these young kids not having no money killing each other all day because, you know, we were just watching them last night. We watching our young niggas, like, act like they from Chicago. You know what I mean? Not saying Chicago isn't around us. They upbringing that gang shit. They grew up in that shit. They moms, dads, nigga. My moms was boosters, hustle and shit like that. Dads was hustlers. In Philly, we don't really got gangs. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We never had gangs. Never. We got family. We got friends that we grew up with that, like,
we ride or die for.
Yeah. And that's basically your neighborhood, your blocks. Right. It ain't a gang. Like, no. I put a post up today, seen a little girl get hit by a car, they shooting. We got this new thing we do. Like, when I'm down in the areas I be at, like, if I go to South Philly right now for 3 nights, we going to rope that whole hood off with whatever type of guns, whatever type of artillery we need to protect ourselves in that neighborhood. We going to protect the kids. We going to protect ourselves. Niggas ain't just going to come through here shooting when we out here because they know we got that shit out here and you can't come through here and just shoot freely while old ladies out here, kids out here, and we not the targets that's actually causing the drama for niggas to shoot. Like, when we out, and you can't really see me outside no more at this age and at this point in my life, but the other day I shot a video. We out, you might see a gun in the background, 100-shot drum. Yes, it's illegal, and yes, we protect the community, and yes, these old ladies and kids around here know it ain't dangerous because they see one of us on the corner with a stick, you know what I mean? Because it's a dangerous neighborhood. 500 black men get killed here a year. Why should we not have a stick on this block protecting everything that around this area? You know what I mean? And without that type of protection of, like, or that source of that feel that you protect, it'll make you crazy almost seeing a lot of violence and shit like that. And I've been seeing the young niggas, everything is like a beef talk, a op. I'm smoking on this. You smoking on... Y'all saying shit that you can't take back. You know, when you talk about people dead fools, and they come kill you 6 years later about that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. 10 years later.
Yeah, I lashed out in school in the fourth grade. A girl told me, and that's why your dad did. I was in the fourth grade. I really was dealing with that, though. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I went crazy in the classroom. Nobody understand, like, why I went that crazy. But, you know, that was a real thing.
Right. And to the youngins, what a lot of them don't understand is you out here, you running around, you doing a bunch of dumb shit. When you go to them jails, they check them guns in at the jail.
Yeah, you got to be built like that, too.
Then when you get up there and you done kill some nigga for something that ain't had nothing to really do with nothing, and then you get up here and his uncle who been up here for 15 years, who he just do 2,000 push-ups a day for no reason just because he ain't going nowhere.
The game is so fucked up. You got these niggas talking about they real street niggas or they crime bosses or... This person a rat, this person ain't no rat, or this person... That niggas ain't even never been to jail. You gonna be a gangster? That's just a part of it, you hear me? Right. If you gonna be a street nigga a while, jail is a part of that.
Right, because...
Yeah, I ain't saying just growing up in the hood, jail is a part of it. You gonna be a gangster, a hitter, a real street nigga, jail is actually a part of that. You gotta go through that stage. Like, your homies have to know that. You went to jail a few times that you ain't gonna tell when this shit going. Right. None of these niggas ain't really been in no penitentiaries or none of that. Show me. Pick them out. Show me who got the data that been in penitentiaries that's ready to do 30 years off. You don't even gotta do no shooting. You can send a hit, tell somebody to go kill somebody. Which one of these niggas you think ready to go in motherfucking FDC?
And
stand on it.
They'll put them niggas in there with puffing them, and then puffing them will break them niggas' hands every fucking day in them jails and shit like that. Terrorize you guys that's running around with guns, shooting at innocent people and just killing people for minor things. When you get on the other side of that wall, or even like, I be around niggas, everybody got the realest, they the realest, this, that, and the niggas ain't, how y'all the realest? I just came from the penitentiary, holding it, the richest nigga in the whole prison system. Niggas know, don't say nothing to me. And I ain't carrying a gangster attitude. I ain't carrying nothing. I'm carrying a thoroughbred resume. I'm rich in here. Ain't no niggas in here going in here without no suits. Not no tough guys that think no niggas old or nothing. I'm talking about cool little young niggas that ain't got no suits and shit like that. I'm standing on real shit. I'm telling you, when I come home, I done freed about 4 or 5 of these OGs that got life in prison from my neighborhood. I I still ain't claiming the realest, but for the ones who doing that, I be sitting in the cut looking. I've been getting bitches. I've been on a, like, you be a millionaire in the hood. That's actually a dumb thing to do.
Absolutely.
But just go check the record. I've been tweaking out, ride my pedal bike through the hood, ride my dirt bikes through the hood, my Rolls Royces. It's actually not the smart thing to do, but that don't make you more motherfucking real. You just got 3-4 OGs home back to their family. That's real to me.
And the bottom line, all the youngins out there, all everybody scream, I'm real.
No, the I'm old real. Heads and the youngins. You my niggas OG. But, you 60, ain't never did nothing for nobody. You ain't never did no real shit out
you
here.
Right.
You
but
killed
me,
somebody.
We concentrate on giving the young niggas game. We don't even give a fuck about the old niggas.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Because the old niggas, a lot of them niggas' lives be a throwback Thursday. They talk about what they used to do, what they did. Nigga don't give a fuck about none of that unless you're doing it now, nigga.
Yeah.
Don't no nigga give a fuck about I came out with Yeah, That's Us back in 2000 and I had Versace shit on. And I was, nobody give a fuck about none of that,
no,
man.
Hell no.
It's about what I'm doing now,
really,
nigga.
I'll tell you like this. I don't give a fuck what binge you had in 99, 98 or nothing. I want to know what binge you about to get or what binge you got right now.
Right.
We can talk about that too because right. that is a part of your resume.
Right.
But it's about what the fuck is going on
right,
right now.
Right.
You hear me?
And to the young niggas out there, everybody real. Just so you know, everybody's real.
But what is until the definition of real? Let's get to the bottom of that.
Hold on. Everybody's real until they put into a real situation.
Yeah.
You can't. Everybody scream, I'm a real nigga. I'm a real thing. Never been in a real shit to prove that you real.
Yeah.
So how we, it's easy to say some shit. It's easy to shout out, I'm real. Ooh, I go to jail. I'm standing tall like City Hall. Everybody, every nigga
you know what
said
I call
that
real?
Before they got to jail. And a motherfucker said, you know, we got you on camera and you're facing 20 to 40. Everybody real till they coming in to that time, and then they like, they got me. Okay, now it's time for me to not be real. It was Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike was with me. Ronnie shot him. Mike pulled the car around. So to the youngins out there, everybody real till you get put in a real situation.
It's a different life.
As I say, you can't cry about the streets once you sign up. This shit come with this shit.
Can't sign. Can't
like,
cry about
this
shit. I
didn't been in those positions. Niggas about to take deals for 20 years. Take a deal, not go to trial. Niggas in here hold hands praying. We all about to go to court. We about to lose our freedom. That real shit. You know about them nights?
Oh,
niggas,
I definitely
y'all don't
do.
Even like each other. Y'all in here praying
I
each other
do.
Before y'all go in front of these judges and shit and get all this time and get sent in the mountains. Shit like that. Man.
That's why.
Scraping your knife for fucking 36 days because you only weigh 140. You know, I was a young nigga
mm-hmm.
when I was in there, 18 skinny, scraping a knife for motherfucking 17 days straight trying to get it sharp because these niggas weigh 300 pounds in here. They get me in a cell one-on-one, I'm dead. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
And I'm going to say this. I want to say something to the young cats out there. A lot of y'all say y'all real, but y'all never, and a lot of y'all say y'all will never tell. You can't say what you never done because you never been put under them circumstances.
Yeah.
And these interrogation rooms across America, they're going to always send a guy in there that come from the streets.
Yeah.
The black old head, the smooth, he's more street than you. Because a lot of you dudes is operating in the street game. Y'all are not street people. Y'all in the streets, y'all having street activities, but y'all don't know the game. Y'all not up on game of the streets. Y'all not even slick enough to even see the finesse when that interrogator come in that room and finesse the shit out of you.
Yeah.
And now you done told on the motherfucker because he coming there because he going to come. The season was.
Y'all robbery niggas, right? Yeah. Y'all used to be robbery niggas. You know we got tariffs on niggas. You can't come around me if you be robbing niggas.
All that shit.
You can't come around me if you sell fentanyl. All that little street shit, that shit playing out. And it can't be them. We know how to make money off of hats. We sell t-shirts. We
merch.
Sell. Nigga, we make money off. You can sell some money. Go to L.A., get you some weed. You know, anything but some motherfucking fentanyl and be robbing niggas and throwing high-level shit.
All type of sneaky
shit. We graduate,
shit.
You know what I mean? Right. Even back in the day, I used to steal. Listen. I go to malls.
Me too.
Steal something. Yeah, I left that shit in the past because once you growing, we got boundaries now, levels. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck how real you think you is, how you could have killed 19 niggas. What the? I don't even want your energy around me. You got bad energy. Right. Why the fuck I want you with me? I fucking do charity all day. I take care of people. I can see if you was at war and people trying to take your life or something. You got to defend yourself. But you killed 19 poor people in the hood. I don't want to be with you. Right. I don't even want your energy. You made 19 moms cry.
And what motherfuckers don't understand is be about energy.
And I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
You sitting in there, you sitting in that interrogation room, and now you know everything that goes on in the hood, but you so quote-unquote a real nigga until that detective come in there, he pull up that Instagram, and he put your baby mom on there with that fat ass, and he like, you know
you ain't gonna see her till.
You know the hood gonna be fucking her.
Yeah.
And then he might even call her down here. He might even call you. You want to call? Yeah, come down here and talk to him because he done this the last. Finesse you. This the last time you're going to see him. Is you built for that? Like, think about that. Yeah. A lot of you dudes never live without somebody taking care of you because a lot of these so-called real niggas that's out here doing all this crazy shit in the ghettos, you don't even have no responsibility. You ain't even take no man shit yet because you went from being living with your mom to living with your chick, and they take care of you. You don't even take care of yourself. Only thing you own is a gun.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is you thinking about, man? Like, I'm going to tell you some real shit. If you can slide out the game now, slide out the game now. Because you ain't built for what's ready to come. Mm-mm. You really not.
No, hell no. Who wants to go through that? Yeah, it's, I ain't it's trying to strip asshole and naked bottom niggas God, my age. You know how it is.
And the bottom line, if your gun bigger than your bankroll,
something's wrong.
You a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Nigga got a $600 gun and got $200 to
like
his name.
Like, Earn the other day and shit. Earn was in the hood. So, come you know, on, he FaceTime. We always be talking about the young niggas be having the ghosty guns and shit like that. So, Earn FaceTime me. Yo, look at this shit. These little young niggas asked me for a ride. These niggas like 12. All them niggas had ghost guns on. I tell him, yo, ask them how much money they got in their pocket total. Out of four of them, they had like $45 in their pocket total. They all had extendos on them ghost guns, though. Dangerous shit. I gave him $500. It was Mother's Day. Man, yo, go buy your mom something on Mother's Day. Get out the streets. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, I took four young boys off the street with four ghost guns. And they all was on house arrest with the ghost guns on their hip.
Damn.
I gave him $500, man. I told Ern, yo, get them young boys $500 for me. I'm going to give it back to you when I see you and shit. Go buy your mom something for Mother's Day.
Right.
All right, bet. Good look, cuz. Because I know there's four young niggas riding around in the car with all extendos. They 13, 14 years old. Something going to happen to them, mm-hmm. man. Try to change their path or their way of thinking. And I can't try to tell them put their guns down because 500 people getting killed in our neighborhood every year.
And it's scary.
Yeah, it's a scary place.
Spooky.
Yeah, so you're getting a little niggas 500. Go ahead, man. Get out the way for a second. Go grab some tree. Lay back.
This episode of $1 Million Worth of Game is brought to you by Roman Swipes.
Oh, whip it.
You know what did you do?
Mm-hmm.
You open this packet. I'm talking about the packet is so small, right? You open it. You wipe it on. You let it dry, you make her fly. Roman Swipes. I'm telling you, listen, this is something magical. I'm talking about, listen, this for all you guys. And I'm telling you bench players. You want to get in the game and go to the fourth quarter of the game? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, you play the bench anyway. She got you on the bench. She's not even taking you seriously no more because you know what? You're not getting stronger. You don't know how to last longer. But listen, one thing about these Roman Swipes, they take you to another place.
Mm-hmm.
They make sure you're right.
No. They don't just take you to another place. They take her to another place.
And guess what? For $1, $2, $3, $4, $5, you get your first month of Roman Swipes. I'm talking about your first month for $5.
$5.
That's free, basically. You get it for $5. What you need to do is go to getroman.com/game. And I'm talking about going to take care of you. Roman Swipes. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about this stuff is unbelievable. You don't need no prescription. I'm talking about easy to use and extremely effective. Roman Swipes. What are you waiting for? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to say this. You know, it's amazing because you had put a tweet up one time, and it was funny because I remember when me and you first talked, you said, wow, though, man, niggas try to convince me that you was crazy.
Yeah.
That you was the bit, but this nigga crazy. Wow.
No, and I'm not niggas convinced. I used to always just see it everywhere. I heard thousands of people say it. Like,
there's a lot
of people that ain't going to say it in front of you, but it's a lot of people that were saying it. Probably not your friends, close friends, and homies.
No, shit, they were saying it. Yeah. Family members, they keep calling me.
And me too, like Wallow, they wasn't really wrong though. I was looking at you like, I hope this nigga, I ain't know you yet. I hope this nigga ain't fucking crazy either. Running down the street, ketchup all on his head and shit. This some new shit right here. Don't wait till it's too late. And I mean, I'm just, his message was so strong. I'm like, man, I'm supporting this because niggas be dishing out bullshit in our hood all day, especially the older niggas.
Mm-hmm.
You know me, I got 15, 10 million followers at the time. Go ahead, man. Let me post this. This don't benefit me to know. He just came home from jail. I don't know Wallow. I heard Wallow raps. I used to listen to Figures my whole life.
Yeah, I used to write his shit too.
You would hear people rap. I used to skit Gilly and them shit down. When I used to go down South Philly, I used to spit Gilly and them shit.
Rucky.
And then, yeah, Rucky was heavy.
Rest in peace to Rucky.
Yeah, I used to spit Rucky. That's where I got my, like, damn, that whole flow from Rucky. And then when I used to come out North Philly, I used to spit, like, off the hook shit.
He was a remixer.
He was the first bootleg rapper. Hold on, I'm out Southwest. Let me spit some North Philly shit. We hunting them down and gunning them down.
That's how I come down. So I with a box game like Oscar de la Hoya. Ball like the Hoyas. Coach like, go against me. Death wish like Charles Bronson. I'm not stopping.
Yeah, that was
this
that
is Meeks and Mill.
I wrote that. Yo, he threw his name in there, all that shit in there.
Meek was good with that shit. That's how you do it.
Charlie Baltimore. Y'all know Charlie. Leather jacket by Harley. Punky Marley and a brand new Ferrari. I was taking everybody bars. I was like 12. I ain't know how to rap.
Hey.
That's how I got my flow.
You put that shit together, though.
Yeah, no, that shit came out right.
You put it together. That's
what I was
hearing
about you from shit like that. Yeah. Shit like that. So now I was posting you. I'm like, shit, is this nigga crazy? Because I don't know. I just see your Instagram side of you. I'm not actually talking to you in person.
Right.
So when I'm hearing people saying that, I just know the hood. The hood will call you weird if you want to be a cameraman.
Mm-hmm.
You can come outside with a brand new camera like that.
Mm-hmm.
Shit that costs $15K. Mm-hmm. Somebody gift you to just better your life. Mm-hmm. Come on your block. Yo, I got a new camera. This weird ass nigga keep recording and says, damn, bro, I'm trying to chase my dreams. I'm trying to become something. All I did was ever sell coke and weed, bro.
Right.
I'm trying to learn how to handle a camera. Right.
And get some real money.
Production, right. Anything.
Niggas in the hood, they be on your top for anything. You chill with your homies all day, you get a girl. Now this nigga want to be in love.
I noticed,
shit.
Though, it's all reverse. Like, everything that's right, they tell you don't do.
In the hood. Everything that's right,
they say. Can we go over it? Like, everything that's right, they tell you don't do it. You hear me? And can we go over like some of the things they talk about?
In our communities, it's like this.
Don't leave. Like they say, don't leave
the hood. Number one, you can't leave. Number two,
right.
You can't do anything that's not in this. It's like five, six things you could do. You can sell dope. You can rap.
Yep.
You can play sports.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's it. You can sell dope, rap, play sports. If you do anything outside of that, we don't think that we could win. That's why it's so many other millionaire lanes that's wide open. Because niggas don't, everybody thinking, like, for instance,
the hood's so judgmental to not be having them. We poverty. We, like, at the lowest in the, like, not as people, not soul-wise, you know what I mean? We gold. But, like, we don't have nothing. We judging everything. I mean,
everything.
We judging everything someone I do. I've been buying a lot of Louis Vuitton for, like, the last 4 or 5 months. Now I'm making my mind. I'm going to stop buying Louis Vuitton, and this time I'm start buying my girl cousins. All right, $3,500, huh? Go ahead. Get a new house out in New Jersey. All right, move out that area and shit like that, because mm-hmm. we're spending a lot on clothes.
Right.
So what we going to do? We're going to go dicky it up. We're going to go get some merch. We're going to fucking
wear the merch.
Yeah, we're going to wear some merch. Wear some Dickies and then some Nike track tech
mm-hmm.
shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to grind for like 4 months, and we're going to ditch some of that money back. It's just like, you can't really forget. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got to really understand who you are.
Right.
And in the hood, you know, they kind of like do everything to try to make you forget who you are.
Mm-hmm.
They do that to me. You got niggas whispering in the hood. I ain't no niggas whispering. That's how like I almost like fell off. Not fell off, but like dealing with, I say like, people asking when I'm dropping. I was trying to see who with me. I wasn't even worrying about no rap. When you got people that you love and shit like that criticize you in the hood, or people you came up around, niggas saying you chained. Come on, man. I done gave niggas $40,000, $50,000 more than 100 times in loads and shit like that. Shit, nobody around this motherfucker be talking about me. And if y'all is talking about me, whoever know my value and my character, speak the fuck up. Don't let nobody be around here talking about me knowing I just gave you 80 fucking thousand yesterday to better you and your family. And I ain't asked for a return. I could have let you borrow the 80,000 and you got to give me the 80K back, or the 50 or the 20 or 10. It could be 4K mm-hmm. in the hood. You know, a nigga could have gave me 2,000 in the hood. Back then, I still remember it right now.
Absolutely.
But the way they come up with so many different... Meek changed. Meek ain't on the block. Why the fuck would I be on the block if it's 80 niggas getting shot out here on this block?
Mm-hmm.
I got reform going on, helping people come home from jail. I got 2 kids. I'm making millions. I'm traveling. Why is the hood telling me I'm fake for not being in the hood? Why should I hang in? And I actually stayed in the hood too long. I've been driving Rolls Royces through Philadelphia, one of the highest murder rates in America for the last 10 years. I'm tired of looking over my back and motherfucking Rolls Royces. You spot me from a block away. You a op. I ain't spot you. You in the Delta 88 tenant. Mm-hmm. I'm in a Phantom. You spot me, shoot my windows out. It's just you at a disadvantage. So, you mm-hmm. know, it's just they tell us everything that's like, that's wrong is right. Now mm-hmm. stay here. Why? Because mm-hmm. if I stay, I'm going to have to kill something. Because right. people trying to kill around here.
Right. And then what's so bad is I might have to kill a motherfucker just defending myself.
I might have to now kill a motherfucker go. Just to make a point that right. you can't take no money from me. Or I'm the only millionaire. I ain't going to say the only. There's only a few of us out here that know how this shit go. Yeah, it's a few of us. Y'all niggas know how that shit go.
Yes.
It's a few niggas that get it. You know what I mean?
And church.
So did a couple of us.
You know, in the jungle, sometimes you got to spoil your meals. You got to let niggas know you cannot take from me. When you see my mom, it's not a game. When you see my kids in the hood, it's not a game. You might have to see me. Don't do nothing the wrong way. Treat my family like the same way you used to treat them when they was poor. So, like, it's still, like, with the hood, it's always, like, a...
Is it a big entitlement thing?
Yeah, I lost 90% of people I be with from entitlement. Niggas talking about Meek ain't letting you drive the car. Why would I let you drive my car that costs $400,000 and you don't got $40,000? And why would you want to drive somebody's car that costs $400,000 if you don't got if you don't got $40,000 to your name? You can't get a flat fix. You can't get the rim fix. You can't get the oil change
on that motherfucker costs $3,000.
All my brakes cost $5,000. Niggas be coming to the light. You know when you got them fast cars and shit, V12, and then get to the light and jam on the brakes. I'm like, yo, bro, don't be jamming on my brakes. A nigga the hood go back. Yeah, Meek was telling me don't jam on his brakes on his car. No, the brakes on this joint $7,000. You doing 80 up the block and then slowing down at the last minute. That's some rookie shit.
You just burned $4,000 of brakes, nigga.
But that's just some happy you in a foreign shit. But a nigga be in the hood talking about, yeah, Meek told me about the brakes of Meek. So you know how you got an ounce of weed right here. See if I got this weed right here. And I don't care about this weed. This ain't even an ounce, but y'all not going to smoke all my weed that I've been carrying. This is like my day pack. So nigga go on my weed, grab my weed. I'm like, yo, why you keep taking my weed and passing my weed around? You go right back to the hood. And Meek acting like some flea shit about the weed. How? Because I ain't letting a nigga dig in my shit and take my...
Well, nigga always going to say that about me.
Then the crazy part is I had a weed deal on the line. So, you know, some state they give you. I go to Cali, they would give us 15 pounds. You give me 15 pounds, that's what? I got to go home in 3 days. So I can't even... I got to get these joints to somebody else. I got 15 pounds. Who I'm going to get a pounds to? This same nigga that's saying that's in the hood telling niggas I'm a flea about the weed. I just gave this nigga a pound or two because I'm in a hotel room. Cookies and gave me weed, fucking Viola. All these companies and gave me 2 pounds apiece. My little cousin coming down, they in the hood telling me you a flea of weed. How? I just gave away 9 pounds of weed because I ain't trying to put them on a jet with me and do no illegal shit. And have them in my hotel room, 8 pounds. Yeah, we know it's legal. But still, I'm just going to give it away. But you got a nigga in the hood, man. Meek, flee with the weed. No, Meek want respect. Niggas ain't going to touch none of my shit. This is my weed that I bought. I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. I had 100 pounds of this shit. It ain't to give to nobody for free.
Yeah, well, you know, when you a lot of motherfuckers where we come from, they be mad because when they look in the mirror, man, they ain't become the nigga that they thought they was going to become.
I was with a little chick. She was from out of town. She said, damn, Meek, y'all out here talking about weed. I'm talking about a 7. I said it's crazy, right? It wasn't really about the 7, but it was just about the point that, like, God damn, like, I'm the plug.
No, Wallow, no. Motherfucker, touch my weed. What I tell a motherfucker all the time, don't touch my fucking weed, nigga. Yeah. I give you fucking money, to go buy us. Don't touch my shit.
But yeah, you can have 99 cars. I'm not going to ask y'all to drive y'all cars. If y'all be like, take it, I'll probably spend it. But I'm just not one of them. And I'm definitely not going to be one of them niggas that ain't got no money worrying about another nigga car. You don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that guy in the neighborhood talking about these are the people that never get ahead. Yeah, Meek just made like the Richard Millie stopwatch shit. I was talking to Earn. I said, nigga in the hood had Earn down in the corner. And he want to do this Earn smack shit out of him. My nigga be like, Meek just bought the Richard Millie stopwatch, $500,000. He could give y'all $150 a piece at least.
Yeah, that's how niggas talk. That's how niggas
all
talk.
All the time, I ain't even buy that shit. This is somebody I know gifting shit. Like, crap, I ain't buying no stopwatch for $500,000. This is something. And if I did, this is what I work for. This is what I go to studio 7 days a week till 8 in the morning. This is what I want to spend my shit on.
Right.
But a nigga will try to quickly manipulate one of my homies. He spent $500. He could have gave you $250.
Right, want some dumb shit.
He could have did this, that, and the third. But it's all manipulation, and we learn how to handle manipulation in our squad. And entitlement kind of drove the car of manipulation. Like, basically, if I don't do something right for you, you go to Wallow behind my man. Meek ain't doing that. As soon as I don't do something right for Wallow, he going to you. Such and such. And then as soon as y'all do something to each other, y'all come to me. And Wallow be on bullshit. It's all manipulation, man. And they do that shit in the hood so much. You know, we getting more smarter and more advanced as we go. The guys that's losers and shit like that, you ain't got nothing going on yourself. You're not good academically. You're not good. You're not on point. You get high every day. You're not like a sharp dude. Y'all niggas ain't running that shit on me. I'm a sharp nigga, man. Of course, I fall off. We got distractions and shit, but no losers ain't manipulating me and my guys. You know? That ain't what it is. We men, even Earn, no, I'm on it. It's only down to like a few of us. We know, nigga, was his, was mine, is mine. These niggas had money before me. I call Earn, yo, let's spend this shit. He got way more money than me. I'm broke, actually. I probably got $3. He coming running. Where you at, cuz? Pull up. Yo, let me see your dirt bike. Throw that shit to me, because we never really lived off the entitlement. When he bought a dirt bike, I felt like I had a dirt bike, because I rode that dirt bike that week. I came through the hood, got that same feeling that he got.
Right.
I wasn't worrying about when he going to let me hold that shit again. And if he say no, no, he might want to ride his motherfucking bike by himself. Don't want nothing to happen to his bike. Right. So you can ride it tomorrow. It's just our upbringing kind of like left us in a dirty spot, especially when you one of the people that make it out and you actually obtain millions being around. And desperate is like a bit, like, we need another word to use it because the hood be so sensitive. But when you're around people that's like actually desperate, like, and you know, when desperate call, like, meaning like you don't have no money, you don't know how you're going to get your next dollar. I've been in desperate situations where, like, damn, I done stole out the fucking change drawer and took $4 worth of change out my cousin's drawer. I was desperate. I never do no shit like that.
Right.
But that's what desperation called for. So, you know, being one of the ones that rose up and making millions around a bunch of people who may be in desperate situations. Some people get entitled. Some people do things that usually their mind wouldn't even make them do if they wasn't in a desperate situation. It's just about having foundation, morals, being somebody like I always, people be telling me, earning them, say, I spoiled the click too much. I never, these niggas confuse me so much. They say when you come up out the streets, you're supposed to be a real nigga. Make sure you put all your niggas on. Y'all know my shit. All my car has been banged out at least 16 times. All my shit been scratched up. I done gave out millions. I got, niggas got special jet seats. Yeah, you know, niggas was living that good since 2012. When you go and come on a jet, everybody got their own assigned seat. Ain't nobody arguing over seats and shit like that. It was like, it was getting out of control, kind of. But I did my part. You know, we done went to places. I done bought 3-4 forms. Yo, yeah, y'all pay the tab off, the note or whatever. None of that shit ain't really add up to what I thought it was. Niggas start saying, you spoil you niggas. I'm like, I said, y'all told me coming up as a kid, you a real nigga. Everybody put your mans on the day ones. You know, I ain't bring up this spoil you shit and all that. We men. Ain't no nigga can spoil you. Me, Jay-Z, Michael Rubin, they can't spoil you, me.
I mean, because at the end of the day, motherfuckers got to be assets and not liabilities, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We come in the game, all right, we rooting for you. We want you to win.
People
we
don't know what that team is, though, when you say that in the hood. Come on, asset. Come on. What is the asset? The asset is...
Now, when Meek start rolling, it's like, I got to figure out what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Because I don't even want to be no nigga where you just constantly give me money. Let me work for mine.
Yeah.
You but feel what I'm saying?
So I don't give a fuck. Let you work for yours, work for yours.
Right. So I don't give a fuck if I'm the nigga that I set your hotel rooms up. I run and go get your backwoods. Yeah. I go to the airport, pick your bitches up when they land.
Yeah.
Oh, you need me to niggas go
ain't
to
do that.
Vallejo to pick your outfit up for but the awards?
Like, niggas ain't going to do that. You know,
they don't want to do that.
We're going to go get some chicks that's going to do it, or some niggas that we be with that is going to do it. Right. Then we're going to isolate you out, and then we're going to build up towards, like, you know.
But then that becomes...
But why you can't
such and do, such don't fuck with us no more.
But why you can't do nothing for a nigga that got you on a jet all day? Like, what type of bougie broke shit is that?
Right.
Who want to be that person? You broke ass, and I ain't talking about nobody specific, but you ain't got nothing. A nigga take you on a jet all around the world, giving you opportunity, fucking showing you, spending money on you. Who the fuck is you to say that you can't go get no charger, go to the store, go to the airport, get the bags, and make sure something go better?
Right.
I mean, we don't even want your bitch ass around us, and we might run down on you too.
But see, the problem is, dude, a lot of times.
Is that not actually correct, though?
Yeah, but a problem.
You a bad person if you like that.
A problem is, I've been around a lot of artists, and I've seen a lot of dudes. They just stand there, and this entitlement come like, I ain't got to do shit because this is my man or this whatever. And I'm sitting here like, and I tell dudes, yo, you better get your spot before you get sent home.
Niggas be like, yeah, home, yo, Gotti, my man. Yo, Gotti just bought his whole click chains, a baby, or like, there anybody, like my guys. I be hearing niggas in the hood whispering that. Nigga, I mean, fucking chains I got on these streets, and nigga, that's what they did for their motherfucking homies. How about the other shit that I did for you that you ain't talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear about no chains.
And at the end of the day, I ain't in no competition with niggas.
But the niggas that got them chains, they might be ready for chains.
Right.
Niggas might got bank accounts. They might got their shit in order and all that. Over here, niggas, this ain't chain in season over here for everybody. We in motherfucking Philly. Niggas done did 4 or 5 bids. Niggas ain't even had 5 girlfriends yet. Nigga, we trying to get niggas in position.
Right.
Help niggas get their credit right. Get your taxes right so you can have, you be able to get a crib in your name when you out here. You ain't calling no bitch.
Right.
Another nigga taxes. Put no... Yeah, you crazy.
Oh, we know.
I know.
And these people that's getting these chains, that might be their level. I tell a motherfucker, no, Gotti bought that nigga a change. No, he already had $700,000 on his own. That's the part you ain't bringing up. Mm-hmm. He buying another valuable nigga a chain. He ain't buying no nigga the chain that ain't bringing no money in. Right. I mean, it's aspects to that. And a chain ain't for everybody. Who gives a fuck about what somebody else is doing for somebody else? Worry about what you got going on for yourself.
And that's all it's about. Sure.
They were trying to shame me with that in the hood. Like, no, such and such and them be doing this for their homies, this, that, and the third. Oh, nigga, that's what they doing. That's what caused for their life with their homies. Absolutely. You don't know what they... That nigga probably been on 10 drills for Gotti. I know you ain't been on 10 drills for me. I knew Herm been there when we was in the mix and been doing what we doing. But I don't know about some of these guys that's some title talking all this other shit. I can't really verify. So it's like, what is entitlement? Nigga, I be feeling some type of way about that shit because after I get in out of here, I'm going to the studio at 6 a.m.
Right.
I know Aaron gonna be there. Jules gonna be there. I know there's a few other people gonna be there.
Jules,
there's gonna be some people that feel like they're entitled to some of my success. They ain't gonna be there.
So look at him. He Aaron over there flashing his credit shit. 786.
Niggas got credit cards.
Yes.
And all.
Yes, that big credit. That's I'm rocking.
And Aaron got 100 on his neck, but it ain't about that. We ain't making it about that. Aaron got good
that's
shit.
It. Fuck you.
I'm just saying though.
Aaron,
Aaron,
we all raggedy niggas from North Philly or South
was in jail
Philly.
90 days
fuck
ago.
Tell me he got a whole
but
bean
on the wake
on his
up,
neck.
Man. We
talk
Aaron.
Is about that. Aaron.
Yeah. He got some cash and shit and got some good jewels and all that. But we'd be like, man, yeah, you gotta turn that shit up, man.
Right.
We need the dang dash side of
hey,
you.
That's what I just told him. That's like, what I just told him. Nigga, fuck is you doing? Man, you don't spend no money. Turn it up, nigga. Yeah. Anyone got that 63.
Oh,
AMG.
No, you going to the pain. I just hope the money takes the pain away.
Watch that court. Watch that court. Watch that court.
Expensive.
Yeah. He trying to take the pain away. G63. I said last night that I was stressing, I woke up and bought a coupe. Bought it on. I said, put it on the gram and made a cash, and that was cool. But I feel better when I'm picking Poppy up from school. Because chilling with my mom, it feel better than when I'm chilling with a dime. Because I know all these hoes, they ain't really on my side. And I know, say my bro, but he ain't really down the ride. And it's a few that got my back and I can feel it in my spine. And we going to chase these dreams. Pretty money never make me change. But I got to just to make these lanes because it's going to make me aim even higher than ever. Sincerely yours, you know I'm grinding forever. Spencer Payne. I'm talking about shit like that.
Spencer Payne.
Like,
go ahead, Lo.
He bought the 63. I made this before you did this,
he
too.
He gave up on
like,
my chick.
Go, hold on.
Bought the 63, throw it on a gram. Just for the people, it's like, it make you feel better. That's what I said. I said, I just put a coupe, put it on a gram and made a cash, and that was cool. But in real life, I could just go pick my son up from school. I'm going to feel better. My son see me out smiling. It's going. I'm going to have the same type of feeling when I got this new coupe.
Yeah, yeah.
You next. Come on, no, you next.
I don't spend no more.
Gave up my chick.
You called me, told me you about to go get a bust down attic today.
No, he lied.
I swear to God, all right? He told me, what you going to get a platinum rollie? What's the shit? It costs like 100.
He definitely getting a platinum rollie. Yeah, I mean.
He said, yeah, nigga.
I got to leave these niggas.
Yeah,
I got to
leave
nigga alone.
Show me to one of them fucking jewelers that you be buying them gifts for them girls at and them rollies at. Nigga, I said, come to New York right now. I'll take you there right now. I'll get you a female AP for $8,000 off my credit.
Listen, me and this nigga.
Get that shit to a chick on the ground.
But listen, me and this nigga be talking early in the morning. Mm-hmm. So he be putting shocks on me. You know what I'm saying? So we talking.
You know, we living in that rapper ball player, that entertainer athlete world.
Yes, we are.
Entertainer athlete.
Yes, we
scammer.
Are. I done been around.
Boy, you better be one of them motherfuckers or a millionaire. Don't forget that too. You be one of them motherfuckers. It's like you get like
yeah, I heard you done blaze a bit. Somebody bitch from Phoenix Suns, but I ain't
yo,
that out there.
You think so?
Leave that alone.
No, I'm telling you. Look, if a bitch, somebody girl get blazed, I done went on her Instagram and checked her gram. I don't be crack. I ain't no creep like that.
So if you check a gram.
I'm going to go to a girl page before I send a DM on you. I'm going to go look and see if you have anybody serious that you deal with on your page. It's just normal to do that. I
want to
check, see if
page.
You post your family. I don't want to see like all the makeup pictures and shit like that. That mean you hiding something. Mm-hmm. All pictures look like you on 2000. Mm-hmm. I want to see you post it. You got kids, post them. Mm-hmm. You got a mom, a dad, post them. Like, I'm going to look through your page, see what your life about. I ain't just going to send a random person a DM. Mm-hmm. You know, you send that motherfucking DM, girl, you ain't got no motherfucking nigga on your page. What do you expect? Right. Then you opened the DM.
Mm-hmm.
You checked it. What you thought Meek Mill was about to say to you?
Is opening the DM cheating?
Is opening the door?
Is
what you think? If your girl's a motherfucking nurse and she opened a DM for motherfucking Meek Mill and communicate with me, what you call that? Your girlfriend. And she ain't tell you that she was communicating with me. Oh, if my girl, man, I don't want to use me. If my girlfriend on that, communicating with a guy behind my back and not telling me about that, what is that? Let's classify it right now.
Cheating.
I can't say it's cheating, but it's definitely a sign of disloyalty.
Yes. You wait, hold on. You talking to a nigga behind my back that's trying to put a dick in you? That's cheating.
I got that from y'all. Shoulder to cry. It's a shoulder to cry on.
Turning a dick to ride on.
Says shoulder to cry on can swiftly turn into a dick to ride on.
Absolutely, bitch. Be
so we got niggas in all those departments though. Like I be telling girls that I'm cool with. I be like, yo, you got niggas that like in my department that like nigga call you and talk on the phone with you 2 days, 2 hours a day. Just to learn everything about you, just to weaken you up, get that pussy, and then he gonna start treating you the way he treats you. There's so many different ways that like men and women deal with this shit. It's kind of fucked up right now. No, everybody using each other because they think on social media, oh, fuck it, I'm a bag another rich nigga tomorrow and go on trips and shit like that. That shit is like getting kind of like to that place.
You believe in marriage?
Not right now. Hell no.
Why not right now?
I ain't really been around that type of environment. I never been around like a faithful type of environment when people is being faithful and loyal to each other.
All damn, right? So everybody you know just fucking, huh?
95% Jews don't cheat. Jews a faithful man hanging with me every day. Never cheated. Been around. I be having hundreds
Jews
of chicks.
Jews got a great
Jews
wife.
Don't cheat, but he jerk off a lot. So
Jews, I know, yeah. Jews and Cruz.
He got a substitute.
Cruz don't. Nigga taking it down.
Yeah. That's my guy,
Jews. Pull your safari out right now. Let's see what's up in your shit, man.
But fuck XNXX.
I'm going to say this.
Man, that's
you.
Crazy. That's my site right there.
Pornhub meat. I mean, listen,
I'm going to say
this.
No,
I might got to show a little chick. I need you to do this shit. What's the little shorty pants?
Hold on, wait a minute. No,
it's certain little chicks that I like. They style like on that joint. You got my show a little chick. Like, I need you to do this shit like this right here. Yeah. Or you might need to learn a few moves. You know, them niggas be going in.
Do you ever go in? Do you ever have like, you know, parties with a lot of women? You ever, you know.
What? Like, I'm just he was doing that before he was on. No, I heard about it.
I'm saying, like, you know.
I heard about
it. See, that's the one thing, too. We be talking about with rappers and men and women, like, in the game. They talk about, like, chicks a lot. Before I got on, I was dealing with chicks, pretty girls that'll slime you out. Girls that, like, they fuck with other niggas, but they ain't telling you they fuck with other niggas. They tell you, I love you, baby, every night. You see this bitch in the club later on the night, she with the richest nigga in the city, and she ain't speaking back. She just stayed the night with you 4 nights in a row. That's how we came up. So, like, until I find and see something else, I probably need to be healed. It was these women, they beat me up in the streets. I beat some of them up, too.
He said the
not physically. No, not physically. Mentally. Like they,
expensive pain.
Yeah, mentally. They beat you up, you know what I mean?
It's safe to say Meek that came across some hot chicken tenders that he, you know, he felt some type of way about.
Yes. I feel some type of way about anybody that I give my
who they was.
Anybody that I give my time and energy to, because I got moms and sisters and shit like that. I'm a boss. Someone of the energies, I bring a lot of shit together. I help a lot of people get ahead. Man, if I give you my time and energy, I'm gonna feel some type of way because I could have just been fucking you and just dealing with my family and taking care of women on my side. We still take care of women. They don't gotta be based off of sex or me dealing with you. But I don't need nobody betraying me or not actually securing my peace and shit like that. And I'm giving you time and energy, shit that's going to last in your lifetime forever. You know what I mean?
Like, that's how
I'm
low feel.
I'm always full away.
Like, low whole motto is, if I fuck you, I love you.
That's why I don't be fucking raw. I get the fucking raw. I don't know how to stop. You hear me?
No.
What's up with y'all? Y'all fucking shit raw out here? Like,
no, whoa.
Yeah,
no,
not you, Gilly. My fuck. You think I'm throwing a condom for some vagina I had for 20 plus years?
Yeah, no, I ain't mean it. I was talking about wallet now. Like,
oh, no, I ain't doing. I don't do no raw.
Why,
I don't do no raw. Get the fuck out of here.
Since you came home, how many chicks you had raw sex with since you came? Home.
About
tell the truth.
11.
I probably only had raw sex with like 7 women in my whole life.
he had sex with 7-11.
With 7, you lying, me.
7, and hey, we're going to make it 10. We're going to max it out at
no,
10.
No, let's say.
I swear to God, 15, on my life, me. I ain't had unprotected sex with more than 10 women in this world. On my son's life, on my dad's souls.
Me.
And if I'm off, I'm off by like 1 or 2. All
right, we're going to give you 12 then.
Yeah. I mean, how many girls you had unprotected sex with since she came home?
He counted 2 young bitches last month.
I'm a hat dude. I wear hats and shit.
Huh?
You do.
How many women have you had? If it's low, you should be able to do it on your finger.
Man,
3, 2, 1.
First of all,
you can't count.
The nigga had 6 abortions. So that's 6 bitches.
You fucking lying. You lying. I ain't never had no. You fucking lying. I ain't had no abortions since I was home. You tripping. Hey, this nigga lying, Meek. I ain't. Listen.
How many girls y'all pregnant since you been home?
I ain't had nobody popped up. I don't be on that shooting the club up. I ain't on the Sean Poe tip.
When I fuck, bro, I start going crazy. I don't want to stop. I don't want to put no condoms on, so I just keep it.
Yo, what's the man? What about safe sex?
I just keep it. I'm always safe sex. That's what I'm saying. Like, I have a lot of condom sex, but when you take the condom off, you got to, I mean, you start going crazy.
Don't nothing feel like that. That
letting go of that
the
shit
real
and
thing.
That. Putting kids at risk. And we might put a new baby in the world and shit like that.
It's like going into the rain and not having a raincoat on.
Hold on, I just want to play something. No, me can't. I don't know if me can hear it. He ain't got the plugger. Plug them joints back up. Pull it up. I want him to hear this.
This is how Wallow thinks.
No, this is right what here. He's saying, I think. Could you hear it?
This Wallow whole joint.
If I fuck you, I love you. I can't fuck nobody. I'm one of those guys.
You get 20 years in jail, so you eat a lot of pussy, too.
Psychologically.
Hate niggas like you.
Anything.
I believe somebody loved me.
Hate niggas like that. Going out of pussy,
no, he an ass eater. At the end of the
day, niggas that did all that jail time be like, eat extra pussy like, oh, God yeah. Damn, you didn't have pussy for 3 hours straight? What the fuck?
He eat extra ass. Like,
I just did 20 years in jail. Meek, I ain't trying to hear that shit. I want to touch on woman.
Hey, you want
to. Yo, that was him. Susie King, cuz I'm eating. Fuck, you talking about it. I'm like, you eating ass. I'm eating all ass. Fuck what you talking about.
Man, listen.
I'm trying to give a girl experience, man. 25 minutes and the experience of a lifetime.
25 minutes?
You ever eat an ass, though?
Yeah,
he
asked before.
He looked at his phone. Yeah, I ate some ass.
Did she break your heart after you ate her ass?
No. Probably so. Every girl that I ever had broke my heart.
You mean to tell me you ain't never pulled the trigger first before they got you? You ain't get them before they got you?
I'm saying, heart still be broke, though. All right. When a bitch ain't, not a bitch, when a woman ain't who I think she is, I'm hurt about that. You hear me? That's all you got to do is
what's
be
your
not
sign, Meek?
Taurus.
Taurus.
Yeah.
Taurus and Cancer, sensitive niggas. If I fuck you, I love you.
Once I hit that shit, I don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck.
But like, if you dealing with somebody for a long period of time, it don't matter if I left or you left, you still gonna, you can have a celly.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, dude, you got a celly for 3 months.
That nigga cried when the celly left.
Pack it up, go ahead to new jail. You gonna feel like you just lost a chick. You know how it is. It's just, you gonna be
hurt
about it.
How many times
you
felt like that?
No.
You ain't never lose your celly and feel like you lost a chick?
No. I lost some cellies that was some good, you know, they went home. Motherfuckers, I done seen, during my whole time, I done seen hundreds of cellies go home.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, damn.
How many times you cried?
The fuck, I ain't never cried, man. The fuck is you talking about, man?
How many nights you cried in jail, Joe?
A lot.
Oh, you did?
A lot. I cried a lot in jail.
Yeah.
It was night, you know, sometimes you had a cell by yourself or your celly be asleep.
How many times you cried without a nigga touching you?
Get the fuck out of here. You spicy, man.
How many times?
Come on, man.
You ever turn Muslim in jail?
Who, me? No.
He was whatever was happening.
No, most of the time I was all religions. It's like when they was ready to sentence me and I go in the back and pray to all the gods and shit. I'm just being real.
Yeah.
Like they sentenced me and I turned off. I prayed to all the gods.
One
please,
time help. I was in jail, I was in the house correction, me and Ryder, right? So I'm sitting here talking to Rod and shit, so nigga keep walking up calling Rod by his real name. Like, yo, man, stop keep calling me by my real name, nigga. So the boy like, yeah, I can't call you by your such and such. Call him by his real name again. Rod walk up, come right back, bang boy out. Right in front of our face.
Was crazy.
You heard me? Right in front of me and people in our face.
Rod that rap?
Yeah, little Rod.
Yeah, little Rod.
But he wasn't rapping yet, though. Yeah. Like, just was like, we used to cipher in the cell.
Oh, that's Rod.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, Rod. So he bangs boy right out. Push Rod tall as soldier, and it's this big, like a sword.
And Rod, a
this
little
thick,
shit.
It's like a pole. He tried stabbing it with a sharp pole, but it ain't go in. It just scratched him. It was so big. Mm-hmm. So when he did it, the boy started running back, and Rod was chasing him. So when after that was over with, they broke it up. All the Muslims come out. Yeah, I mean, if you ain't Muslim, you know what I mean? It's your ass tonight, you know what I mean? A Muslim just stabbed another Muslim. We going to meet in the back of the block. Who be talking about it all day? So Rod going back there. He gotta go rumble the nigga again because all the Muslims come out. I get back there. They're like, man, if you ain't Muslim, man, let it be known right now because if you ain't Muslim, you kufar, all this crazy shit, you get bloodshed. I'm sitting right here like, damn, I'm the only Muslim that ain't back this month. I'm the only nigga that ain't Muslim back this motherfucker. Even P-Mine Muslim. He over there like, he gonna ride. You hear me? I'm the only one back this motherfucker ain't Muslim and shit like that. I asked that because everybody in jail was turning Muslim like, hey, when that shit was
cool.
Going down.
Meek was brother Ramik Abdul Muhammad for half hour. If you ain't Muslim, you bring shed blood. Salika.
I'm like vicious like that though. Like even my whole family Muslim. Sometimes I even wanted to be Muslim because everybody was Muslim. Yeah. But I'm so like, I feel like since everybody was doing that shit, I always wanted to, like, just stand on whatever I always stood on, kind of, really. And that not really changed, like, my religion through, like, a dark time or, like, when I'm going through some shit. So I never really, like, pressed into it. It was always, like, I go to prison, everybody on the block turned Muslim. Like, man, y'all niggas is bitching for real, for real. I don't really want to turn Muslim right now. But I respect the religion. My uncles teach me about it. My friends are actually trying to get me to go, but that shit just always made me rebel because it was like a source of protection where we came from, kind of. Mm-hmm. Hey, when I was on that block, I felt like a man. Like, all right, bet. I still got to stand on my own fucking two. I'm the only. I wasn't even Christian. I thought I was Christian at the time. I had a fucking Bible in my room. I wasn't even reading that. I was just trying to find God being locked up in the cell. Whoever I find first.
Whatever God Jesus gives me out of here.
Jesus, whoever I find this motherfucker.
He was in that cell. Whoever get me out first.
Yeah, for sure. I had a Quran and a Bible in my cell.
See,
at one point.
Praying to all the gods.
I was confused as shit.
Look, he told me, see, praying to all the gods.
Yeah. No, for real. You got to talk to all the motherfuckers.
Did you ever see, because he don't be understanding when I be telling you, be in jail, you run into the deep boys. The boys that teach you about all type of shit that you only never knew about. The deep, deep, deep brothers. Did you ever have a walkie and they be walking the track? And yeah, you know, sometimes you spend a couple days with a brother that enlighten you.
Go ahead, Eric Reddick.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he talking that shit. Yeah, man, I'm finna be out here, man. When you get out, come get me in a helicopter. You know what I mean? Boy, crazy shit. Y'all. Straight life sentence flush. That's what you think at the first sight when y'all sitting having a conversation. Yeah, man, I be out there 18 months, this, that, and the third. He used to always just talk like more deeper manifestation, stand positive energy, shit like that.
And the whole time you like, oh, head, you're not getting out.
No, I wasn't thinking like that, but it's always a thought when I first met him. And then, you know, the niggas on the block, the niggas that's just so locked into being gangsters and street niggas, we back here reading The Secret. We back here reading books on manifestation, talking about Egypt, the pyramids, all types of crazy shit. You know what them niggas talking about? Man, them niggas weird over there.
Yep.
You know what them niggas in that corner over there? We all left early. Everybody in that motherfucking corner left early. Even the niggas with life sentence. Because we opened our brains up and just had a whole nother thought process. Not stopping. Manifestation. Mm-hmm. Thinking to existence. Like, we just tried another route instead of going yourself and pray to God after you just shot four motherfuckers and did all this. You just crossed God 16 times. You're going to go to jail and pray 16 times and think you're going to get out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
We just tried something different and open our minds up. But you know, they calling us. We weird in the corner. We left.
Yeah. We home.
How it be.
Yeah, we left.
Everything that, it seemed like everything in the ghetto, everything that's weird, go. It'd be like this.
Tierra Whack is weird.
Yup. Because
it's different.
And she go.
Yeah, Whack get money.
Get money.
One of my favorite females. And one of the females I respect. She real. She called me any day, Meek. That was some nut ass shit, but I knew what you meant by that. Mm-hmm. Like, she just straight raw with me like that. One of the women I really respect.
She always been like that since Dizzle Diz. But man, the album
since
out
Dookie
right
Dizzle.
Now.
Dookie
Dizzle. Dookie,
huh? Dookie?
Yeah, Dookie Dizzle, wasn't it?
Dizzle Diz. I thought it was.
Dookie, damn.
Yeah, but Dookie Dizzle, something like that, though. But she's Tierra Whack now.
Yeah.
She had to find out who she was.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Put the album out, man. Yeah.
Go get that album, man.
Go get that motherfucking Expensive
go,
Pain.
Go get that Expensive. And listen.
Yeah. We just found out Wallow was going through Expensive Pain. We didn't know that Meek broke it down.
We all going through Expensive Pain, man. This shit for real out here.
Everybody going through it.
Yeah. We had a conversation over there. We was in London. The girls being so nice to us. I was like, man, y'all better pray, man. It's going wrong. Going right in y'all motherfucking household. Y'all know what's going on out here. Everybody was on a plane like nobody really had real faith. Nobody.
Faith in what? That their household was right?
Yeah, that their ladies was holding it down. Like,
damn.
The times are so rough. The times are rough right now.
Do you think Instagram promote this independence of just be turn it up, be a lit girl, be a city girl, and just fuck anything that's about me right now?
What you say? Say it again.
Do you think that the internet promote that to where as though as a man, you got to have a fear in you because it's encouraging, do you be this to the women?
Yeah, you know, you got these little pages out now. They gassing them bitches to the highest extent. Oh, yeah, fuck that nigga. Yeah, go get his friend. Go do that. All right, go ahead. Do whatever you want. Let's see who's going to marry your ass.
But a lot of times it ain't nothing but a bunch of miserable bitches that ain't got nothing going on shouting that shit out. See, and one
I
thing.
I play on them pages, but I don't want no girl that's on them pages. No. I'm going to tell you all the truth.
All you girls on the mean page. I fuck on a girl on that page,
but no. I ain't. Right. I don't want no girl with that type of mind frame.
Right. I don't want
and
no,
they tell on themselves when they liking shit.
I would never deal with a woman that's advertising her ass.
Look, a guy, because they put up on the page, oh, yeah, I need to suck some dick today. You know what I do? I go to the likes. Let me see whatever girl like this picture right here. Mm-hmm. I'm about to send her a DM right here. It's common sense. Mm-hmm. You just like the meme that said, oh, yeah, I need to suck on something today. I done seen my homies' girls like this joint up. What the fuck? What y'all talking about? Why y'all let me see this?
Right.
Your girlfriend on my girl on Instagram. I used to have girls that be naked him. My girl on Instagram, I'm sitting here looking at my homie phone. He's scrolling past my girl with her ass all out. He acting like he ain't see it, but I know he's seen it. I don't see his girl ass every day, but he get a chance to see my girl ass, panties on Instagram. That's kind of degrading.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I ain't judging people that I just don't want that. I'm in chaos. I'm in social media all day myself.
Me personally, you couldn't be my girl and be in your panties on Instagram unless you're getting paid for it.
You could be getting paid for it. Minimize
no,
that
No, you get paid for it if you a Victoria's Secret model. Bring them fucking checks in.
It don't make me feel good when my homies see what my girl ass look like. I don't.
If I mess with a chick that's a model and that's what your lifestyle depend on, you taking pictures in panties and bra and you making millions of dollars, flick it the fuck up.
Yeah, of course.
Get your money.
But on the regular day, don't throw no shit up with no just no panties on in the bed. That's no regular little grab.
That's a thirst trap.
It's all common sense. Like, I watch everybody, relationship, public relationships. Let's put this on record. It's like, it's repetitive. Mm-hmm. As soon as y'all break up, bathing suit pictures, y'all got y'all ass out. See, this is the guys like us. We're going to attack y'all in these situations. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do a lot of shit to break you down or not. Mm-hmm. Actually aim to break you down, but to get past all that, because we know you going through it. We know you trying to get your lick back, what you call it, from a nigga that you felt like he hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't ever fucking think we on your side. We ain't on your fucking side. He hurt you. We ain't trying to get him back.
Right.
He ain't do nothing to us.
Right.
But don't think we don't see when your vulnerable points. When you break up with your nigga, you on Instagram and showing
acting
your
like
ass
happy,
all day.
Taking pictures all day. Ain't putting a up a front.
Because if you was fucking with him for 4 years, I ain't going to do the shit. You know, I'm trying to fuck. And I hope that we could build and become like a structure or have a bond somewhere where we become like
when I call you, you get
a situation.
This dick.
Fuck buddies.
When these niggas sending these DMs, they ain't sending no DMs like, oh, you the prettiest girl, you the love of my life. I just met my wife at first sight. No, niggas sending these DMs blitz.
Yeah,
I'm these blitz, ain't I'm... no. These DMs are not like, nah, I seen love at first sight, and I'm about to come pick this girl from work every day. I love her.
No.
It's just the look, her, the way she is. Her
act going off that ass, yes, man. Huh?
And niggas sending blitzes. Mm-hmm. And for women to pretend they don't know that's going on, is it ain't really real to me. You ever ask a girl, like, damn, what's up with that DM, though? She be like, nobody don't be in my DM. Like, you got 600,000 followers you talking about. You know why I'm being your DM, and you showing your ass all day. Why would you say that answer to me? Nobody right. being your DM.
Right. Yeah.
I know six niggas that slid in your DM. We just ain't telling you this.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So it's like it's a big instinct between that social media shit and real life with relationships. Damn, you answer the DM from fucking Michael Jordan? LeBron James? Not LeBron James, these guys. Yeah, but from an NBA player? I'm like, it was business. All right, yeah.
Business.
Yeah, I see bitch, you're going to slam dunk you,
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, you're 360 you. Look, the thing about a girl workout I see on page, she work out every day. What's the first thing I'm going to say to her in the DM? Hey, yeah, I need a trainer, such and such.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the icebreaker. She all can't right. determine who in this DM really want to.
Train this dick.
Let me fly you out to come train me.
Like me, I could tell when a chick trying to use me for some money. Women should be able to at least tell. Like
a nigga
trying
to use you for your mouth,
or if a nigga trying to wife you, just because you broke up with another nigga, these niggas in your DM don't mean you got 80 rich niggas trying to wife you. That mean you might got two niggas that might try to wife you, and 78 niggas that's trying to fuck you.
That's trying to strike you.
Yeah, because they don't know you.
So like actually lightning, bitch. Like,
and that's the same with me. A lot of people get it confused. Like me, I don't get it confused. Like I never was getting women like this when I ain't had no money.
Mm-hmm.
I never got this much attention and shit like that. So. Being as though that I've been in this position and I get a lot of options and like I get, I don't know what you call it, but you know, as an entertainer.
Pick of the litter.
Yeah, as an entertainer, you get like a better side with women. A lot of times I be knowing like they ain't really here for me.
Right.
I know they here for what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You tell Wallo you're working at motherfucking Checkers right now. What you tell that nigga Gilly?
No, that nigga was working at Checkers. Nobody wouldn't be worrying about him. No, he'd have been a nigga that came home, did 20 years, and working at Checkers. Nobody no give chicks. A fuck about it. No chicks.
No
nobody
niggas.
Nobody calling. Nobody checking up on you. Nobody worrying about you. Nobody asking you to post some
more
Instagram.
If you would have made them speeches at Checkers, I still would have posted that shit. On my sons, I would have posted that shit. At Checkers, if you would have made them speeches as a millionaire, I still would have posted on my platform. And I ain't even know.
I wasn't letting him go to
paint.
Checkers though.
Welcome to Checkers. My
that nigga was
Wallo
living in his grandma's back room. He ain't even had no job. It was worse than Checkers.
No. When he came home, he was selling t-shirts.
I was selling t-shirts. I took the merch, right?
Yeah.
In that same motherfucking middle room I was just sitting in, you seen when that shit renovated now.
Yeah.
Renovated the whole house. Big 2-6.
70 something thousand.
Big 2-6.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's loyalty too. Like when we're speaking on
2-6, 2-6-7.
Oh, okay.
See, that's all real right. to me. Like going back and showing your grandmom appreciation of loyalty, a woman that probably answered 1,000 jail calls for you
yes.
in prison,
yes.
kept your foundation of your family together.
Mm-hmm.
How y'all niggas out here buying these bitches colors and all that? Y'all just push your grandmom to the back? My grandmom is, my grandma's house 1.6 or some shit like that, 1.7. Mm-hmm. I'm pushing up. And motherfuckers, she called me every day after I bought that house. Thank you. I love you so much. It made my heart get warmer because I've been buying motherfucking shit. Oh, yeah, good looking. Shot love, bro. Love. Yeah, no, bitches. You buy a bitch, son. She going to go get it from the next nigga. Go fuck on the next nigga. It don't really matter. So when I did that for my grandma, it gave me a sense of, like regaining who I am and what I'm supposed to be fucking doing. That's loyalty. My grandma and my dad, I used to stay over there weekends at the weekend when my mom at work. My mom could be doing through a crisis in the hood, trauma, shit like that. My grandma, I'm always taking this in.
Mm-hmm.
That's loyalty. I ain't letting no new bitches that been around me 2-3 years come in front of these women. These the queens in my life. My mom, my sister, my grandma. Mm-hmm. If I ain't got none of that right, how am I going to be loyal to some chicks? Or how y'all chicks going to be loyal to me? Y'all can't be loyal to your own fathers or your own brothers or family members. Y'all putting guys in front of all that just for opportunity.
Right.
So me, I can't really understand that. So like I say that like, when you see me post my grandma crib on the gram, it ain't showing off. I'm just giving you the recipe. Yeah, nigga, when you get your money, man, buy your mom a crib. And then after that, don't invest your life into no chick you knew 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to slow your life up by the chick you knew 2-3 years. Things go wrong. You distraught. Fuck your whole shit up.
Mm-hmm.
And you forgot about, you put her in front of the women that been in front of you. Like, my mom answered jail calls for me my whole adult life. Mm-hmm. Never turned her back on me. Sold platters, all that. Ain't no chicks coming in between my mom unless we got like a 10-12 year relationship. We locked in. Ain't no we going off of faith. In this world, it ain't these times of Instagram and social media, it ain't built off of that.
No.
I got people rich before I got my mom and them. Them motherfuckers ain't gonna be in my life forever.
Right.
My mom and them is gonna be there forever. My grandmom is gonna be there till the day she passed away with love on her heart and my name. So I got an understanding of that now that I'm up because like how we say, like, if you worked at Checkers and you ask, hey, what's up with Wallo? What the fuck is up with that nigga? That nigga at work somewhere. They said nobody don't really give a fuck.
Nobody give a fuck, man.
But when you get up, and me, I'm a good person. I got up. I start worrying about people that I know 1,000% wouldn't have gave a fuck about me if they knew I was broke. So why am I wasting stress cells and time worrying about people that I know only give a fuck about me because the opportunity and the things that I did or can do for them, I learned how to eliminate that shit. Right. I go back to the people that my grandma, to the little Snoop lost his life. I know he died with love on his heart in my name, so I know I got an angel in the sky. Ain't nobody died with bitterness. Like, it's like that. Like, I'd rather cater to those type people in my life than cater to people who may look lit or may look the best to be around or look like it's a situation. I don't give a fuck about people's feelings that I know don't really care about me anymore.
Right. The album's out.
Yeah, expensive pain.
Expensive pain,
the
nigga.
The pain is extremely expensive. Huh?
Yeah.
The pain, and it's going to be a little, when you watch this interview, it's going to be a couple bitches.
I say, old niggas hating on the young niggas. Damn. Young niggas wilding out, beefing on the gram. I just hope this money don't make me lose who I am. It's funny because this money done made me lose all my friends. They saying something about me, Millie. I'm moving different than them. It's little fish. I take your bitch for a swim. The jury loud, but the Black AP all plain, I let it whisper to them. That 33 on me like Pippin again. I been a bull. Niggas know I won't fold. I been a war. Rat beef, street beef, really done did them all. I get money, fuck bitches, and I ball. My haters linking up with my haters. It's 10 of y'all, and y'all still couldn't body me. Flow smoother than Wallaby. do it so honorably, and y'all wonder why they proud of me. This shit is rare. I even had cops trying to lie on me. I caught my case at 18, and they was still putting time on me. But looky here, I bounce back like every time. I'm about a dollar, but on every dime. I hit her once, and I say, never mind. I said, catching ends, and I've been setting trends. So many Bentleys and Rolls Royces, I can't trust a Benz. How can I ever trust a bitch when I done fucked a friend? Because I know when we go our ways, she gonna fuck my mans.
Dang.
Hate the game, not the players in it. They say you won't respect the hoe until you land with it. And she on Versace, she's pussy playing with it. I'm out here rapping like I'm broke, you niggas playing with it. I sat in the studio on sleep, because every time I drop, I make a millionaire a week. I'm in an Aston Martin truck. She don't know if it's a car or a Jeep, but she ain't really tripping about it, because all she knows is she with me. She get deep. She get deeper and deeper. That shit y'all talking getting cheaper and cheaper. I'm tired of hearing about y'all paddocks and them foreigns y'all leasing, because I got mansions right a corner from each other, and I don't even see them. I got to check them on camera just to make sure they good. And niggas add the nerve to tell me that I don't be in the hood. I ain't with it. Even if I did, I said, I don't get it. Even if I did, I wouldn't be with it. I'm getting used to being on islands with like 22. I said, I'm getting used to being on islands with like 23 bitches. I said, this all new shit too, so it's hard for me to remember. I said, I'm used to riding around in bulletproof with like two or three switches. Y'all niggas outside 50 deep, I'm with like two or three niggas in the mix. Deep down in it, where y'all niggas ain't allowed that. You ever wear a Rich and Millie with a Wolves growl at? My dog caught a sentence. They gave him life. He ain't allowed back. I already made it, Rich. I pray to God that he get his time back. I'm living out my dream. Shit. You niggas haters. Brand new Maybach. Fly by, see you later. They ain't even hear me. Was quiet as a refrigerator. And I ain't even want them to see me because I was faded for real. Y'all niggas' time's almost up. I want to make a large statement that 2022, nobody is safe. From Expensive Pain on out, you know, I've been watching a lot. This rap game been based on a lot of gimmicks and a lot of fun shit. What we going to do, we going to touch back down on the streets. We going to get the streets back in control, get the trenches fucking with us. We going to talk that shit. Niggas ain't talking like us. Niggas ain't in them communities like us. We bringing niggas home, real niggas home to their family and shit like that, bringing structure to our neighborhoods. We feeding niggas in our cliques, and I ain't talking about putting niggas on, giving niggas money to buy drugs. We creating lanes. We creating businesses for our friends. We getting our friends in order financially, mentally, shit like that. We them. I mean, if they decide to not to respect the level of what's going on, Meek Millie, I'm the one that run with the Billy Boys, bring the Billy Boys down to street level, get them in tune with what we got going on. We getting caught up in them courtrooms, changing laws. This is who I am. When niggas speak on me, y'all can speak that shit in the dark. And this time we coming around, we stepping all the way. We ain't letting up. And we going to keep on pushing, man, because like a lot of times I fell in spots where like this game put people before you and have you like losing confidence in yourself or like you ain't really that. And we here to take this shit over, and this time we going to bury shit. And I want to see everybody win and eat. I want to see everybody do good, but this time this shit ain't nobody safe. We coming for the kill. We don't give a fuck about nobody ain't with us that ain't repping what we on. If you ain't showing us love like we showing you, we ain't mad at you. We ain't got no hate, but we on this. And I mean, we on that DC. We on that Philly shit. We on that dream chasing. We on that win regardless shit. Anything else, y'all keep that shit to the side. Or y'all keep that shit in the whispers, because we're going to keep on stepping the way we've been. And then since, 2012, since I stepped in this game, we've been getting money. We've been dealing with women. We've been in the streets the whole time. Ain't nothing. Y'all can't. Anything else, man, let's just rap. Let's get in. I'm going to rap. I'm going to stay quiet. I ain't going to be much as emotional on the internet arguing with no niggas and shit like that. Niggas ain't fucking with me, man. I be hearing a lot of people talking and shit like that. It's just really talk. Like that. Like, if I go out in my hood, it's really like that. We really are not. I don't want to entertain of, we say we got 500 murders a year. That means it's a lot of killers in our neighborhood. When I come out in Philadelphia, I'm like super safe. You know what I mean? It's not nothing to promote. When we come out, and if I come out, we bring real street niggas together from city to city. If I come to your city, you might see some street niggas together that they kind of add odds. But when I'm around, we going to fix that shit. We going to get past. It might have been over a bitch, over a few ounces of weed, a weed cell or something. So we going to get past that and like try to wrap the brothers up. So saying that to be saying, Meek Millie, Expensive Pain.
Expensive Pain.
We a whole new motherfucking breed on you niggas. You heard? That's how we stepping. I told Wilder, a whole new breed on you niggas. We ain't hitters. We ain't goons. We ain't real niggas. We a whole nother breed. You know what I mean? And it's the start of it right now. That's why we doing this interview. We touching down on real topics. What is a real nigga? The way these chicks moving, the way niggas moving, entitlement. I mean,
expensive pain.
Expensive fucking pain,
and
man.
And real to me mean recognizing everybody ain't loyal. Shout out to my motherfucking guy, Vori, too. You hear me?
Yeah, shout out to Vori, big Vori, time.
I'm not the bad guy.
Vori is Hilla Wallow right now. I got him Hilla Wallow.
I'm not that guy. Vori telling all my flaws. Why don't you tell him that I'm better than your last guy?
Yeah, he do it for me every time.
That's that
shit. Thank you, Vori. Thank you.
Thank
you. Get on my side with you.
It's like I'm never seeing out of high with
you. My favorite song, Believe, the one you sent me. I told you I was on the highway in the spaceship.
The shit I took the other night?
No, the other day I was in the spaceship. You sent it to me. Bless, what was it?
Ernie don't got it. You know I'm not too good with the mind games. He said, you know I'm not too good with the mind games.
I'm going to tell you right now.
That nigga be had me in her and her singing.
I even fuck with him on.
Lessons learned.
No child.
Lessons learned.
Let me play this shit right
now. I'm gonna play. Hold up. I got it.
Fuck with
this
him.
Shit right
no
here.
No child left behind.
That nigga had you in the house praying.
Hold up, cuz.
Fucking pain on your face.
I think I learned my lesson.
Oh, you had this joint queued up, huh?
Yes. Expensive pain.
If you're going through something with your lady or something, or you had endeavors in your life, you play that boy right here.
Meek sent me this. I was on the highway to spaceship. This right here.
Send the dick. To get a touch, baby. I fell out of love and fell back, baby.
You can say whatever, facts is facts, baby.
You can say whatever.
Only me and God know the rest lately.
Damn.
Too deep in my mind is hard.
Don't
to
cry
rest,
even, nigga.
If I was you, I would
this nigga like the male Beyonce, man.
You better not cry,
if I was
nigga.
You, I wouldn't waste your time.
If I was you, I wouldn't waste your time.
I won't waste your time, baby.
Let this shit play. Don't tell
me. You would love to hear that I've been burning inside.
You would love to see another grown man cry.
But my tears run dry.
Turn that shit up, Wallow. Turn me up, Wallow.
How could you be so ungrateful?
How could you be so fucking ungrateful?
Running for the gram, but your heart is unstable.
You on the gram, acting like you cool, bitch. You going through something
you
right now.
You ain't cool, bitch.
We just broke up last week. What you on the gram?
You ain't cool, bitch.
I'm not cool, you ain't cool, we ain't cool.
Fucking right.
You gotta expose
you
me.
You crying and he crying.
You would rather see me dead than having my way home.
Damn, you wanna see me dead than having my way.
But I know you very well. It's like everything that's coming out your mouth is like a lie from hell. I know you very well. You live in fairy tales.
I know you very well. You live in fairy tales.
You live in fairy tales, baby.
You live in fairy tales.
We sell fairy tales too. We got tickets to those if y'all want that too.
I learned my lesson this time.
I learned my motherfucking lesson.
Right. Cause obviously, bitch, damn, you've been buying tickets to the circus.
You felt this shit, huh?
I learned my lesson.
I
was flying down the highway doing 190. And some of it cost 190.
I respect you, though, because you would talk about your shit. You don't give a fuck. See, me, I'm going to hold my shit in the darkness. Till that shit go away, till that little butterfly effect in your stomach go away.
Well, he still got the butterflies, but it's all
right. No. Here we go right here. Here we go right here.
Play that other one. You getting way too hard to read. He told that shit, you getting way too hard to read. You hear me?
Oh, that's good.
He can't even figure this chick out no more. She got some niggas on her DM. You getting way too hard to read.
Everything I sacrifice was all for the team. Everything I do for you is not just for me.
Not at all.
You know lean. And it's just more than a team. No, she get dangerous when my heart involved.
Boy, my favorite
no,
artist.
Mine, but I still wonder who you fucking when I'm not around.
When I'm not around,
especially when I'm not in town.
Who you fucking when I'm not around? Who the fuck you fucking when I'm not around?
I be wanting to know who my little chicks be fucking when I'm not in town. I don't got a girlfriend. You go to out of town, go to LA. I ain't coming back for 4 months. Who the fuck was you just fucking with these 4 months? Because when I was here, you just telling me this pussy mine and you love me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to know who you fucking with when I'm out of town and right. When I'm not around.
That's when I put my thumb in your butt, bitch. You screamed out I was the best.
Yeah.
Now I ain't been around for 4 months. Who put their thumb in your butt?
Oh, no, I ain't have no sex in 3 months, me. No, it was four, though.
Damn, bitch. So who was you?
You'd have been flown.
Who you fucking you'd the
been,
first 30
you'd have been
days.
Flown out 5 times. And who taking the pictures?
Yeah, I don't know.
When you with your girlfriends, you with your girlfriend.
Yeah, when you stop worrying about that, that means you in it.
Yeah,
like, when you on a chick page and you like, who the fuck took this picture right here?
You already
I've been
know.
There before.
He's a master. He's a
And they gonna do some shit like women play mind games. They
yes,
gonna give
they
you,
fuck
you. They'll give you a little reflection that like it might be a girl, but it's a reflection you can't even see them.
Yeah, they pro.
So you just looking like who the fuck took this picture?
See
of my,
for me. See for me. I ain't.
You are in a hot tub with the water blocking your titties.
Right.
Who took this picture of you when you stood up, asshole necky?
I'm not even going.
But when you start thinking about that, you in that zone.
You done.
Yeah.
I ain't even never getting to that zone.
I've been in that zone for like a minute.
I ain't getting
like
to that zone.
Like 30 seconds, not like
niggas
a,
bleeds too. I'm out. Ain't even no rap.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm the
you
fuck
gotta bounce.
One.
I said, a nigga got some of that pussy. We never could cuddle again. I buckled down, ran up my mirrors.
I'm
back.
Cuddle master. He's a, you can't cuddle again.
And he's the cuddler, too.
I'm the cuddler.
I'm a cuddler, too.
He let her be the little
little
spoon.
Chicks that deal with me, like, they know if I start cuddling with you and shit, I know somebody fucking on you. I don't want to cuddle, lay on you no more. You can't lay on me, cuddle. Yes. I might fuck.
Too sensitive ass cuddling ass niggas. Hold me. Hold me.
You don't be cuddling with your lady?
Yeah, be cuddling with
me. Teeth don't even touch like that. Our legs be on top of each other. We got fucking that's 23 years that's and fuckers you talking about.
Cuddling heals the soul.
Yes. No, no, it
yes.
don't.
Yes, it do.
Yeah, they say, I seen some shit. That's what they cuddler. Say. You need 12 hugs a day. It's okay. Yeah.
I ain't been getting them no more.
All right, shit, I don't get it. Shit, I don't get no hugs a day right now.
Damn, me neither. We on the same.
Wait,
we riding.
I'm 12 hugs a day.
I'm on treacherous.
12
shit.
Hugs a day keep the pain away.
Yeah. Well, one dick suck a day will keep the bitches away. That's what you. That's what y'all need to know. You hear me? If you get the fucking the venom out of the cobra, guess what the snake ain't trying to do? Strike nothing. So yeah. One fuck or a dick suck a day will keep them bitches away. That's what you girls need to know.
No. That ain't gonna do it for me.
Whoa. Unless if you fucking with the honey boys. See,
I need more.
Honey mop.
They might suck me off in the morning, then I get outside. Now I'm outside, I'm seeing shit, I'm energized, charging up. I might need another situation. You gotta be around. Middle of the day, end of the day, you just can't knock me off.
He's just a hornball.
That's X and XX. He X and XX boy.
Right.
Poor her.
Yeah.
Right.
That should be real, man.
Well, that voice shit back one more time. All that.
You know my joint. My joint.
You getting way too hard to read. Everything I sacrificed was all for the team. I think I know how to sing now.
Vori.
Yeah, yeah.
Expensive Pain is out now, though.
You can't wait too hard to read. Everything I sacrificed was all for the team. Everything I do for you is not just for me. You know lean, and it's just more than a team. No, she get dangerous when my heart involved. I just caught it out.
Yeah, my heart
know it ain't mine, but I still wonder who you fucking when I'm not around. Especially when I'm out of town. If this is all a game to y'all, don't tell me now. Don't wait to tell me when I'm not around.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that pussy mind when I'm just in town.
Don't tell me
don't
that.
Don't tell me that pussy mind when I'm just in town.
When I'm in
Miami, it's mine.
Don't tell me you fucking around because you think I get around.
When I'm in not too good with the mind game.
Every time I'm in Atlanta, it's mine. When I'm in San Fran, it's mine. Only when I'm there, huh?
I ain't trying to play with you. I ain't trying to play with you. I'm just trying to lay with you.
I ain't trying to play with you. I just want to lay with you. Baby, I don't want to tell you no fairy tale. I just want to lay with you, man.
How me?
You know what I figured out, man? Just make me the one and not the two. You be all
right. Right.
All right. You can't control these.
And the bottom line, Meek saying, man, he need a bitch that's going to be defensive player of the year.
No, I don't even want you playing defense, though.
No. When them niggas take their shot, bitch, you better block every last one of them. A nigga better not get a layup, a fucking dunk, a finger roll, or nothing.
No, when you got
bitch,
the ball.
Bitch, you defensive
no,
player of the year.
Ball. Shit,
them niggas can shoot their shot, but bitch, they better not score baskets.
If a bitch is on my team, she got the ball. Yeah. All you can do is be stripped from the rock and make us have to run back up the court and play defense. Don't let nobody strip this rock. I mean, that's all. We got the motherfucking
yes,
ball.
Sir.
Ain't,
yes,
no,
sir.
Ain't had no bitch playing no defense.
You know? No, I mean, if niggas jumping a motherfucking DM, she got to block them shots.
Nigga jumping my homie DM talking, my homie going to line your ass up. Yeah, go ahead and hop in my DM. Do anything with my homies that take away from me.
Expensive Pain.
Yeah, Expensive Pain.
Expensive Pain out now. Hey, listen, Meek. We gonna give you flowers.
Let's talk about Nina Chanel too. A lot of people don't really know the definition of that. That's Nina Chanel too.
Shout out Nina Chanel.
One of the most fierce female black artists too. Like prestige artists out of her shit always looking super.
They
dope.
Thick too. Them girls, they thick on that joint.
Yeah, hell yeah. She did her own artistic view order, but I always been a fan of her art and everything she do. All her paintings going for shit.
So I see you got the hot cars down there. You got the dirt bikes. You got the yachts. You got
the chess.
You got the strip hole, the chessboard, because people be playing the game. You got the dice.
Yeah.
Got the, okay.
And he got the naked bitches.
And my man crying. He crying. This shit hurt.
Yeah,
he hurt.
He living heavy, but he going through some shit.
Yeah, he going through some shit.
Then they got the little lifesaver things, in case you want to save some holes out the water.
Mm-hmm. How many holes you save?
I saved a lot.
Did you save about 30, 40?
No, like eight. I said, I know she a thot. I still give her a shot. I fell from the back to his twist in my sock. You know that I'm hot. I ain't doing no judging, man. I just hang around niggas that's so dope. Niggas that shoot at people and shit like that. No, she woman. Fucked a little bit too many niggas out here.
What's too many?
Too many is too many.
Fuck you mean?
Six rappers, eight ball players, oh, six shit. Footballers.
So you mean they got three? They got 16 that's data. Fuck they got a certain my, certain type of data.
Yeah, I was talking to you about that. Come on, let's bring it raw, man. I was telling Wilder about this too, man. You got to do data checks on these women. Like, if you talk to 16 motherfucking football and basketball players, what is your data? What are we going to classify you as? Oh, even 16
the ultimate rappers. Whore-ier. That's what we want to say. Worry.
You're a groupie for people that might be into
popular.
People that be on TV and things. It might be a rapper. It might be an actor.
Bro, at the end of the day, it's like a 1% chance that a female is going to fuck with a professional athlete.
So if you're doing that.
So, that's bitch, how you fuck with eight of them?
Yeah.
That's vicious.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Orlando, Florida.
And what you mean, you showing me less character. It could be me, though. It could be all rappers. You just showing me less character because you going at the same type of thing. That means you don't like a type of person. You like a type of thing.
Right. And that means you've been through seven basketball players and they didn't work.
I had a girl
tell me.
Why
the fuck you went and got an eighth one?
Yeah, I be seeing a girl. It's a girl named Brittany. She got the boy pregnant and all that. She got the little young boy pregnant. Let me go to
She got the young boy pregnant.
I mean, young boy got her pregnant. My fault.
That's what I was
about to say. Oh, what's her name?
Some other shit going on.
Let me see. Let me find it.
Hold
real
on.
Quick.
What the fuck is this? You got to pull
Brittany
this.
Washington.
How y'all know about this?
Huh? PJ Washington.
Can somebody pull the girl
up? Oh, yeah. PJ Washington, the football, the basketball player for the Charlotte Hornets.
But the way she's talking is crazy. What's her name?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, she be talking.
Brittany what?
Reiner. Reiner? Renner? Oh, yeah, the light skinned chick. Yeah. Yeah, I seen her talking a little goofy.
She's talking spicy.
But you know, you got little chicks out here that's aiming to have babies by successful people. You got to protect yourself. Like,
right.
They are aiming to lock you in, have a baby by you. Now,
take
once you
to court.
Under, but look, once you under that baby shit, that next level shit.
You done.
Now, this is when they're going to change into a whole nother person. And then
take you to court, get $6,000 to $8,000 a month. For
so
nothing.
If I see that, I'm going to start thinking like, oh, yeah.
If you got real money, bitch, getting $30,000 a month for nothing.
I was with my homie. He said his girl mom told him, like, her dreams have always been to marry a rich man. But he a rich man. And he said, he like, the fuck? Y'all just told me this?
Damn.
So this shit could have been anybody, huh?
This ain't even personal.
I ain't even as special as I thought.
Right.
But they ain't even know they saying it to him like this. You hear me? They don't see it that way.
Right.
Some women are even raised to.
Educated.
Yeah, educated to go find a rich man and lock in with him. That ain't cool.
Right.
You're supposed to find a thorough soul or someone you have an actual connection to or someone you have an energy spark to, not just because this person is successful. And it could be an athlete. It could be an actor. It could be, in my world, the worst shit you're going, who we deal with, all the hitters that you got to deal with is the athletes, the actors, and the rappers, really. Then you got to deal with the rich, behind-the-scenes people that don't really got no name like that. They just move quiet, and the girls don't mind getting a check, doing what they do behind closed doors, dealing with like a laid-back rich nigga. They don't. They like all the threats out there that the girls be throwing it all the way for. I go check your data sheet. She ain't deal with no regular niggas. Every nigga you had to deal with, the last five had to be rich. I mean, like, there's something here that ain't really like.
Something ain't right.
Yeah, something ain't right.
And I ain't saying you a gold digger, but
bitch.
God damn.
And we living in the world where, though, with this Instagram shit, a chick could be on your girl page or your ex page. Oh, girl, you killing them. Right in your joint trying to fly out and see.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, girl, you did. Flames and all that. Next thing, they in your DM like, what's up? Hey,
yeah, hell yeah.
With the eyes, what's up?
Yeah, I was telling my old chick. Shit, like, I tell my old chick that.
They don't
like,
even dig the game.
I said, you be under people pictures and shit and doing all that. I said, these bitches are trying to spin you out right now.
Get like, you right out
that,
the way.
This is a fantasy world. All that. You look good, fire.
Girl,
fire.
Yeah, all the eyes.
I'm looking at them like, damn, y'all on my bitch page and our comments, but y'all in my DM too.
Yes, they, yes.
And I can't be no hoe and be like, ah, this girl be doing this or talking like this, but still, you still want I don't even want to deal with no girl that's that blind. I want you to know. Mm. I don't want no niggas I'm around damn my girl and she ain't really, I don't really know that these niggas, I don't know the energy. I want to be able to know. I'm going to know if a nigga around me liking the bitches I'm around and shit like that. I want to know the energy. Right. We just ain't going to be rocking out reckless like that.
I'm right.
And that's what they made it to. All these chicks is, I'd be like, she's like, no, I can't talk to you. I'd be with such and such. I'm like, no, y'all don't even know each other from the gram, man. Y'all send each other DMs. Y'all don't know each other like that. Why we can't talk? And they based that shit down. They turned that into life, man.
Yeah, that's what Instagram is. Basically.
Expensive Pain, man, is out right
Expensive
now.
Expensive Pain. Make sure y'all go download it, stream it.
Yeah, turn that shit up.
Repost. Whatever you got to do, turn that shit up. Turn that shit up. Expensive Pain. Meek.
Yeah. You're going to get Meek his flowers right now.
Right.
He been in the game. Gil sent him, came in the game. A real young man.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yes, I did.
Listen, man. Y'all here.
Yeah.
I was there when he first cut his braids off. I seen him when he first walked in the studio with the brush.
I came in with a jean shirt on,
yeah. Nigga was like that. Nigga would put that brush down. Motherfucker was like this.
Yeah.
Like,
hell,
the
No, Gilly, because when you cut your braids, your hair still be some. Isn't that motherfucker like this?
Yeah, I had to get my shit right.
And I remember when he first started coming to the back cave. He first started hustling. And one thing I always say, man, you got a hell of a hustle. You know, that's the one thing God didn't skip out on you. When he was making you, he didn't skip out on putting the hustle into you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I salute you for that, man. You've been holding the city down for a decade plus.
Yes, salute.
You know, going on to 15, to 16, to 17, to 20 years. Keep doing you.
Yeah.
Keep being great. Keep putting the numbers up. Keep fucking these motherfuckers over. Keep buying them cars. Keep doing your reform shit. Keep getting niggas out of jail. Keep doing living your life, man, because that's what it's all about. We come from a place where niggas ain't got shit. We born into nothing. So for anybody to be able to make it out that motherfucker and make some money and change their generation.
Free Pooh Shicey and Cassin' Over, too.
Absolutely.
You hear me? Free all them young niggas caught up in the system, too. Right.
Listen, my balls is dead. Shout out to y'all, man. Shicey. Right. I just sent Shicey, like, 10 books.
Yeah.
I mean, he down Miami in the FDC.
Right.
Free Pooh Shiesty, my little young and Neff.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, man.
See, like, that's real to me.
Right.
Sending 10 books is enough. You send a nigga 10 books while you're in a situation. Ain't no, I ain't been seeing people put up Free Pooh Shiesty.
No, I told
only
him that.
People I see say, rest in peace to Vaughn and them all day is Dirk. He like the last one left and they main homies.
Right.
All that shit is a facade. Yeah. I swear to God, I ain't had nobody say Free Pooh Shiesty in the last 2 weeks.
Ain't nobody say nothing about Pooh. They don't even give a fuck about Pooh.
Pooh Shiesty just was running this shit out here.
Absolutely.
Had the whole, and I ain't going to say nobody. I do see his team, his main guys. But I'm just saying all that extra shit that come with it afterwards.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So that's
Free Pooh Shiesty.
Free Pooh Shiesty.
Shout out to you. Like, that's what I classify as real. Sending a young nigga 10 books.
I sent him 10. 10 books.
And that's a message to the young niggas.
All these with the Pooh right here.
That's the message to the young
niggas. Turn around so you know this shit ain't kept. All these with the Pooh.
All these with the Neff. All these with the Neff.
You know what I mean?
We ain't all them items with the net.
We ain't playing. And that's behind the scenes. That shit y'all would never know if Meek ain't bring it up.
Yeah, for sure.
Because we don't got to talk about the shit we do. Everybody know we solid.
But that's what I'm more based on. I try to base my life around more people of that caliber with those type of morals. That we
right
got.
There, that's where it went to.
Absolutely.
See his address? Miami.
Yeah.
Lontrell. That's Pooh. Right up in the FDC.
Free Pooh Shiesty.
Free Pooh Shiesty, man.
All them guys caught up in the system.
Free Pooh.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. Expensive Pain is out right now. Go get it. Go download. Go stream it. Go repost.
Yeah, turn that shit up.
Turn
talking that
shit
up.
All the way up. Meek, he said he back. He said he taking over the streets.
Yes.
He said from here on
out. We're gonna terrorize some shit for a little minute, though. They was playing like I don't know what they was acting like. How they put it, but you know what I mean? This time, we're just going to run the streets for a little minute.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Expensive Pain.
Yeah.
And it's just like that.
Right!